This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Okay, number 22, Gordon. That's it up for a Rebel. First down. Olsen on the carry, picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those sounds of high school football. For the 21st year, scoresbroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Chaffee, play action. Fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in. Dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline. Made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught the layman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Layman made a spectacular catch far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They've got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. Their running backs, I can't stress enough, you know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my gosh. He's 75. I think he's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made. And then the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field, open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebacker, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races.
First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer here at Fort Loramie, along with Brandon Coberman. This evening, the first ever football contest between Anna and Fort Loramie. Until tonight, these two varsity squads have never before teed up the football on the same field. And this initial contest promises to be the first of many in a long series of games on the gridiron between Anna and Fort Loramie. And by the way, this is game number 2,000 in the 20-plus years for ScoresBroadcast.com. I personally have been involved in 4,000 radio, television, and online broadcasts. Brandon Coberman here alongside for Chuck McBee tonight. Brandon with sports announcing, officiating, and coaching experience. And he has brought with us excellent weather. He's also a very good weatherman. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, no problem. It's congratulations to you guys on 2000 broadcast. I remember listening to you guys when I was, you know, a youngster in elementary school. Listen to all you all the way back to Jeff Bray and Chuck and you. So congratulations to you guys on that. And yeah, it's exciting to be here. Battle of the Shelby County Athletic League. It's nice that these guys can finally, you know, hook up for the first time in what's going to be a fun rivalry over the coming decades.
Well, we might ask, how did this Anna-Fort Loramie matchup in football finally come about? The two are longtime Shelby County Athletic League members in all sports but football. in which, before tonight, they never met head-to-head. Of course, the two schools, since the early 2000s, have been football-only members in a variety of other leagues. Fort Laramie's in the Northwest Conference. Anna's been in the MAC for 20 years. Various schedule conflicts, prior contracts, other commitments. The first 2 weeks of the football seasons have kept the two from competing against each other in this sport. That so happened that several months back, Fort Laramie and Versailles terminated their short-term series in week two. Fort Laramie reached out to Anna, which in turn reached out to Brookville, Anna's partner the second week of the season for 14 years. And as the story goes, some time passed before Brookville and Anna communicated once again. In the meantime, Anna took advantage of the opportunity, connected with the Redskins. Anna and Brookville had played 14 times in the past. Anna had won 8, Brookville 6. The Rocket-Blue Devil rivalry was a good one, very competitive. In fact, we covered 6 of those Anna-Brookville clashes in the past. But you might say that all good things happen for a reason. Here we are. Finally, Brandon, Anna Fort Laramie, between the goalposts.
Yeah, and like I said, it's stuff with sport like football is so hard, you know, to execute from an athletic director's point of stance. You got such a little room for error. You know, you got a contract, you got to fulfill home and home. Everything just has to be right.
Yep.
And you know that Fort Laramie is never going to drop Minster off their schedule for obvious reasons, being backyard rivals and keeping that tradition up. You know they were never going to drop week one. Unfortunately, that Laramie has to drop Versailles, but they get Anna, and I think it's just a good fit for both schools. It's something that you can rely on and depend on. You know, with Anna being in the MAC, Laramie finally getting a home in the NWC. I think that's a relief for Laramie since they've got to find 3 non-conference games that you can rely on, 2 MAC opponents, Minster and Anna, that are going to make you better because, of course, we know the MAC is the best small school football conference in the state of Ohio, so you know Spencer Wells and his team these first 2 weeks of the season are going to get challenged and they're only going to get better.
Hey, the Browns-Bengals rivalry in-state, 250 miles apart, Anna Fort Laramie rivalry, 11.36 miles apart, separated by Fort Laramie Swanders Road and 25A, the former Sydney Wapakoneta Highway.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Right there, schools. You know, I have an aunt and uncle that live right on the Fort Laramie school side, and their son lives right across the road, and he's on the Anna side. So, you know, these guys, this is a family connection thing, too. You know, Shelby County League football, we're talking about. The winner is the Shelby County Athletic League champion tonight, Jack.
Yep, the mythical SCAL title winner here tonight. We'll know in about 2.5 hours or so. These two clubs, as you might imagine, have met many, many times in boys basketball. How many? 189. 189. Anna leads the series 100-89. I might note that in the last 18 meetings over the most recent 9 years, the series stands Anna 9, Fort Laramie 9, 4 field goals difference between the two in the last 18 games on the hardwood. A crazy close rivalry for sure. We expect football to heat up the same way. It all kicks off here tonight. Anna Rockets, Fort Laramie Redskins. The weather is fabulous.
Fabulous indeed for week two. You cannot complain for this Labor Day weekend. You know, nothing better than here and kicking back, watching some high school football. You know, about 70 degrees, you'd say. Doesn't get better than this, Jack.
Nope, we are looking directly into the sun, east to west, here at the Fort Laramie Football Stadium. We have boarded up a portion of the windows in front of us so that we can see our laptop computer. We may have a little difficulty in the early part of the game recognizing numbers as the sun continues to glisten down on the field here at Fort Laramie. We will do our best. Looking forward to this game, and it should be a very, very good one. We'll hear from both head coaches in just a few minutes. Spencer Wells, your number 8 here at Fort Laramie, Nick Marino, an 11-year head coach at Anna. Back in just a few on scores broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And don't forget a new Osgood Bank location in Rushi. Rushi, Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank. Do well. Be good. OsgoodBank.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureComm in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureComm. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Delicious in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney? We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Jack Kramer, Brandon Koverman. We are about 15 minutes away from the kickoff tonight. First ever meeting between the Fort Loramie Redskins and Anna Rockets in football. Spencer Wells, 8 years at the helm at Fort Loramie. Former quarterback coach and pass game coordinator at Wapakoneta. Also assisted at Salina, Allen East, and Marion Local under Tim Goodwin. Spencer, by the way, a member of the 2005 Delphus St. John's State Championship team. Yes, his Redskins didn't run the ball very well last week. Got behind by 2 scores to Minster. But Coach Wells was pleased with the energy, especially in the second half.
We played with really good effort, which I was pleased with more than anything. If you want to get the kind of negatives out of the way, it was a frustrating night on offense. I know as a unit, we had a lot of great opportunities that we felt like we didn't take advantage of. But we're a really young crew on that side. 7 of our 11 are freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, those guys are just going to continue to get better and better. So we can't let one poor performance affect our confidence on that side of the ball. We got to come out, keep swinging, be aggressive, and hopefully be one of those units that, you know, Jack, people talk about all the time, the difference from week one to week two. We got to be one of those teams that makes a big old jump on that side of the football. So I'm confident that we will. We've really had a great week of practice. Now, defensively in special teams, I thought were as good as they've been in a very long time for us. Our defense, not just scoring a touchdown, but pitching a shutout in the second half. We were 1 for 9 on third down. I don't know how many 3-and-outs we had in a row, but it was way too many. And the defense just kept us in it. And I remember with 2 minutes to go in the game when we were driving, thinking to myself, holy, we got a chance to win this game. Like, as out of rhythm as we've been all night offensively, we still have a chance to come down and force an overtime and go win this thing. And credit to our young quarterback and our young talent. We made some plays there. It got really interesting. Before that holding call, we completed a pass that would have put us at the 6-yard line. So we were really knocking on the door there. And that shows that they kept believing. So, some really good things and some things that we got to get better at.
Yeah, as you said, kudos to your club. We're still in the game, outplayed statistically for 3.5 quarters, yet never say die. Fort Loramie took it right to the wire. You didn't run the ball very well at all. Defensively, though, you slowed down Minster's ground attack in the second half.
Yeah, there was really, you know, I know if you talk to our defense coordinator, Coach Frilling, and we showed him the film, the second quarter for us, we played out of sorts. The other 3 quarters, we played good disciplined football, and they really couldn't do anything on offense. The second quarter, we weren't playing with great discipline. We're a team that wants to spill the run, so we want to make everything bounce east and west, and that requires our defensive line to really squeeze hard on down blocks and really keep our linebackers clean. And in that second quarter, that was the one quarter where we weren't really great with our technique in that aspect. So when you look at it, though, at the end of the day, Jack, you know, Ray had 17 tackles. Ray Hoying, our middle linebacker. Our other inside linebacker, Eli Grudich, had 16 tackles. You know I was just saying that the D-line maybe struggled a little bit in the second quarter, but those linebackers don't make 30-some tackles collectively unless the defensive line's keeping them clean. So when we did our jobs and we showed them that on the film and we played 11 guys concentrated on doing their best, we were a hell of a unit on defense. So credit to them. And like you said, Minster averaged 2 yards a carry in the run game. So our defense played really well.
Yeah, give credit to the right people on that strip sack, that fumble.
Yeah, Griffin Mesher. Yeah, that was a heck of a play by him getting in there. He gives us some really good speed at that defensive end position, and then Ray picked it up, scooped, and scored. And, man, did we need that. I mean, any type of momentum there, like I said, and not to beat a dead horse, but we were struggling on offense. So the defense really picked us up with that, and that was a huge play.
Ray punted the ball extremely well, had to punt often,
yep.
And your coverage was extremely extremely good.
I tell you, I was, and that one that they snapped it over his head, their punt, we were in there to block that thing. I really feel confident we were going to get that blocked, even if it was a good snap. So to your point, our special teams, Andy Gruey, our special teams coordinator, that is as good as we've been. Our kickoff coverage was outstanding. The few times that we got to do it, they didn't get past the 30, and that's always a goal of ours. So I thought overall, our special teams, our defense played really good winning football. So now we got to win in all three phases, and hopefully we do that this week.
Spencer Wells, eighth year head coach, Fort Loramie. Before tonight's first ever matchup between Fort Loramie and Anna, before we talk about that, Tanner Eilerman, wow, he high-pointed some nifty catches against Minster.
Yeah, he's our guy. He's our main weapon on offense. And, you know, he was facing some double coverages and different things like that, but he found a way to have eight catches for, I think, 75 yards and a touchdown in his first career start. So we're really excited about him. He's going to have to be, to your point, our home run threat. And so we'll continue to try to feature him this week. I think offensively in general, Jack, we have got to look at some more easy stuff. We've got to commit to the run game. Come hell or high water, we got to find a way to get the ball moving in the run game. And then we've got to have easy, quick throws. Keep that ball moving north. Try to create some momentum. I think that was one thing that we struggled with in week one more than anything, is just we never really got in rhythm. And so I think that'll be big on me as the play caller early on, trying to get us in a rhythm and getting them confident and getting some momentum early in the game.
And the mythical SCAL championship football game for 2025 is tonight.
Yeah, let's go. I think, and I saw in your story that you did with the Sydney Daily, like Coach Marino said, this one just makes too much sense not to do it. So it took a little while. I remember when I got the job, I'm like, wait, hold on. We play them in every other sport but football. How do we make this happen? So I'm glad that it is. We got a lot of respect for them. They run a great program. They're going to play hard. You put on the film, and it looks like a typical MAC school that's going to be disciplined and physical. So we got our work cut out for us.
Spencer Wells, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, on the other side of the field. Nick Marino, 11 years, head man at Anna. Formerly, prior to Anna, coached at Urbana for 2 years, went 17-4 in two seasons. Nick, a former outstanding Urbana High School linebacker, like Fort Loramie. Coach Marino says his team this year is very young and inexperienced.
Good group of kids, though. I mean, they're young, but nice talent level in that group, and they got to get better each week. That's kind of the biggest thing when you're a young team. How much can you improve from scrimmages to game one to game two, especially now playing a nice opponent in Fort Loramie, and first time kicking off that rivalry, which I know the community's excited about. So these guys got to come out and play in a game in that kind of atmosphere and play with poise and be ready to go.
A very comfortable win in game one. Beat Spencerville up 34-0 at the half, and you coasted final two quarters. Couldn't have asked for an easier first game.
No, played pretty well in the first game. Had to work out some kinks that week in practice, and I thought our guys stepped up and did a good job of executing the game plan. And as a young team, I was proud to see them do that. Now, the thing you worry about with the young team is how are they going to respond after success. So we got to make sure they're back at it tonight and nothing changes.
A sophomore quarterback for Fort Loramie, Tanner Heckman, 10th grade QB for Anna, Logan Ziegenbusch. He played extremely well in game number one.
Yeah, had a very good game, did what we needed him to do, stepped up and ran the ball well and threw the ball and had some really, really good throws in the game too. So really liking his progress. I think he's a little more of a challenge tonight. We're going to see a stout run defense, and we're going to see a little bit more physical, a lot more physical play out of them in the box.
Well, you graduated 14 seniors, many of whom played a lot of quarters for you a year ago. Of course, the two Shappies, Osborne, Nofterhauer, those names come to mind. Your young players have got to step up and replace those graduating seniors from a year ago. But you cycle in very good athletes for 3 years, and the job of the head coach, which you love, is to rebuild as quickly as possible.
Yep. I mean, we graduated with some good football players in the last last couple years for us, 2 and 3 years, some of them. So now it's into a new batch of kids, and we like this group. We like, you know, we have eight seniors this year, so a little bit smaller class, but we got a lot of good talent underneath them, and the junior and the sophomore classes that have stepped up and taken a lot of those roles over.
Hey, from last year to this year, how does your approach on offense change? Have you modified it somewhat? In layman's terms, describe Anna football on the offensive side of the ball here in 2025.
Very similar approach, but the biggest change is probably our quarterback's a little more of a runner, so you'll see a little bit more quarterback run game mixed in there this year. We did run it last year with him, but you'll just see a little bit more of that mixed into the game, and it's nice to have that dual threat ability out of the backfield.
On the defensive side of the ball, 4-3, 3-4, what's the look?
3-3, 5 high again this year, so a little bit of the disguise in the secondary if we do it right, and trying to bring a lot of pressure again this year, so we've had some success with that, and we feel like having a pressure defense can put pressure on especially other teams' quarterbacks and their guys to make decisions quickly.
Nick Marino, 11th year head coach, Anna, our guest before tonight's game between Anna and Fort Loramie. First ever meeting between the two programs in high school football, although the two have been longtime members in every other sport in the Shelby County Athletic League. Hey, the mythical first ever SCAL football championship is on the line tonight.
That's a good one. It'll be fun, though. Obviously the community's wanted this game for a while. I know when I first got here, they talked about Anna had tried to schedule it before in the past, and finally came about 11 years later, so we're excited to get this this game and this little bit of a rivalry rolling here. So,
yeah, what do you sense among your Anna players? Are they going to be jacked up a little more than usual for this backyard rivalry confrontation?
I think so. That's kind of my job, is to keep them calmed down a little bit. You don't want to get too much into the it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry. Let's play football. We're going to come out, and it's got to be the same things. You're going to block. You're going to, execute your schemes and so forth. Whoever comes out and executes better tonight's going to win the game. So it's going to come down to that. You can't get too worried about the outside things going on. It's about playing football, and we always want to play aggressive. So we need to come out and play aggressively.
And you hit on something very appropriate early on in this interview, improvement from week one to week two.
Yes. Tons of things we had to clean up from last week. You look at somebody from the outside might see a 55-0 win. You're like, okay, what do you got to work on? But there's tons and tons of little details to work on throughout the week, just looking at practice tape. What'd you screw up on Monday? What'd you screw up on Tuesday? We got to get those corrected, obviously, before you play on Friday. So tons of improvement, and with a young team, you're hoping to see extra improvement. They're learning, and they're learning very quickly.
Nick Marino, head coach, Anna Rockets. His team won the 2019 state championship in Division VI, defeated at New Middletown Springfield to take home all the marbles, 48-14. Coach Wells' Fort Loramie team a year earlier advanced all the way to the state semis after routing Conway Crestview 48-20 in a regional championship. And here at the halftime of this game tonight, we will feature 4 touchdowns and highlights from that 2019 Anna state title victory. Both teams back out on the field playing in the national anthem upcoming. Starting lineups kick off just around the corner on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Oh, perfect timing. Opening kickoff coming up in just seconds. Fort Loramie will receive the opening boot and advance the football from the north to the south. Slight breeze out of the north here at Fort Loramie tonight. Partly cloudy, quite hazy overhead. Sun not shining very brightly at all at the moment. Field conditions, excellent. Two very young teams. They graduated close to 35 seniors 1 year ago. Fort Loramie starts on offense, four freshmen, three sophomores, six 10th graders. Begin the game on offense for Anna. The two quarterbacks are softs. Logan Ziegenbusch for Anna, Tanner Heckman for Fort Loramie. Opening kick to start the game is fielded by Fort Loramie at the 12-yard line. Return back up the middle. Flags fly. Tackle made at the 27. And that is where Fort Loramie begins. First down and 10 yards to go. Christian Maxwell on the return of the opening boot. Let's see what the laundry is all about. As you heard Coach Marino note a few minutes ago, it's the youngest, least experienced team he's coached at Anna, by far the most youthful team for Coach Wells at Fort Loramie. On the roster for Anna, 54. On the roster for Fort Loramie, 61. And about 62% of the two rosters comprised of freshmen and sophomores. Got a motion penalty against Fort Loramie on the kickoff, Brandon?
Like they said, an illegal block in the back. There's what the officials said. And it's nice that they have microphones here. It looked like number 58, Dylan Meyer, on that block in the back there.
So the penalty against Fort Loramie makes the Redskins retreat, and it will be first down, 10 yards to go for the Skins from about their own 17, 18-yard line as this game commences. Tanner Heckman, 6'4", sophomore at QB, and we've got a pre-snap foul.
Right.
Well, we had close to 20 penalties last week, Fort Loramie Minster. Already tonight, this game is 6 seconds old, and we've got two.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you want to say last week it's early first game type stuff. That stuff you got to clean up, especially if you're young, which both teams are. Now, Loramie's put themselves in about a 10-yard hole, 10, 15-yard hole, from having decent field position now all the way down to their own 12-yard line, Jack.
A new line of scrimmage is way back to the 12th. First and 15 for Fort Loramie, which had returned the kickoff out to around the 30. Maxwell running, blasting over right tackle. He is subdued after making a nice pickup. He bolted to the 24. A dozen-yard dash by Christian Maxwell, and that tops the biggest run
a week ago by Fort Laramie by several yards.
You know, you're going to help Tanner Heckman out by being able to run the ball well. That's a great run on first down, you know, there to make it second and two after it was about first and forever.
Redskins at 0 yards rushing last week. It is imperative that Fort Laramie produces something on the ground here tonight. Tanner Heckman at quarterback. Sophomore Christian Maxwell, offensive backfield. Wideouts, Tanner Eilerman, Jaden Luthman, Holden Grillo. Over the ball at center, Dylan Meyer. And it's a running play, a plunge by Fort Laramie straight ahead. Short advance for a couple. That was Maxwell again. Oh, he's a yard short of a first down. Third down coming up. And about 3 feet to go for a first down for Fort Laramie, which is pretty defiant here at the beginning of this game, running the football for productive yards. Along the line of scrimmage, Wyatt Holdhouse, the tight end, the tackles, Alex Massey, Johnston Hollenbacher, the guards, Jace Ruhenkamp and Sammy Gubo. Over the ball at center, Dylan Meyer. Possession play here for the Redskins, third and one. Ball marked for play just over the Fort Laramie 25. Both teams will operate from the spread virtually every single play all night long. Heckman barks out the cadence. He gives it on the play to Ray Hoing. Hoing bucks between right guard and tackle. Stays on his feet. He churns up and over the 35, 37, 38. Finally toppled on the play by Anna. Landon Hewitt, senior linebacker, knocked him off his pins. But how about Fort Laramie running the ball well here at the start, Brandon?
Boy, they were able to blow open that right side. They're able to get to that second level. Anna anticipating run there. And Hoing has had a couple nice carries to start this game here for Fort Laramie.
Anna rockets defensively. Nolan Wilt mans that nose guard position. Julian Stearns, Jake Kipp, defensive ends. Hewitt, Grant Beckman, Austin Steinke are your linebackers. Ball marked for play at the 39, and more like the 38. Scoreboard says 39. It's not quite there. And we've got whistles, a little confusion by Fort Laramie. Head coach Spencer Wells gets a timeout. Opening 2.5 minutes, no score. Fort Laramie with the ball. Redskins Rockets, first ever football game between the two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Here comes Fort Laramie up to the line of scrimmage. First and 10, Redskins. Ball marked for play at the 38, just over it. Heckman wants to run, and he cracks forward to the line of scrimmage. Beats resistance at the 40, and he's toppled down. Coming up from a safety position, Zeb Plyman, senior, in there on the tackle for Anna. Small gain on the play, second down and 9. Right at the 40-yard line of Fort Laramie, 8:58 to go first quarter. There is no score. Your safeties for Anna, Trenton Roberts, Zeb Plyman, Brody Murray. The corners, Tyson Vobel and Carter Edwards. Those young men man the 5 in the secondary in that 3-3-5 Nick Marino defensive formation. Fort Laramie in the home black, red and white trim, Anna green numbers, white headgear, white shirts, white pants. Heckman handoff, Ray Hoing. Hoing right behind his center, Dylan Meyer. And he hammers for about 4. It leaves Fort Laramie a 3rd and 5. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 43.
Big thing now for Big thing now for Heckman. Now you got about a third and five situation. I haven't seen Laramie drop back to pass any. See if this Anna defensive line can get to work here.
Well, you can tell what Fort Laramie's commitment was during the week of practice.
Absolutely. And they want to control the pace of game, too. I mean, one of the things he liked from Coach Wells is he praised his defense, but he said it's got to be better offensively. So they want to build a flow here early and make things easier for quarterback Tanner Heckman.
Redskins in the huddle for a lengthy time, 4 seconds of the play clock. Snap back to Heckman. Heckman can't find a receiver. He makes a mad dash toward the far sideline. He's at the numbers. He's spilled behind the line. Quarterback sack, a minus two.
Yeah, just a great play by Anna. Great coverage downfield. Let the defense, as Heckman rolled out to his right, nice play by the defense to make Heckman just have to tuck it, and Anna able to get the sack.
Well, Heckman ran the ball seldom last week. That's his first designed run here tonight. 7:20 left to go in the first quarter. We have an official's timeout momentarily. Spencer Wells out on the field now for Fort Laramie. No score in this game. Anna should get the ball for the first time here tonight. And in a matter of seconds, we'll run down that Anna offense for you. I'd like to remind you that we're on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, which offers a winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are run the football. Fort Laramie's got to keep it on the ground and be productive. In contrast to last week, Anna ran it extremely well a week ago with sophomore quarterback Logan Ziegenbusch doing most of the damage. Fort Laramie's got to keep an eye on him. Key building components of today's game, they open the doors to success for Anna and Fort Laramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal. With exceptional doors for every space in your home, thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Ray Hoying in punt formation for Anna. He's back at his own 30-yard line, gets the snap, kick is away. Oh, it's a beauty. It's a beauty. He's got great overspin on it. It hits short of the return man at the 35, and it bounces lickety-split, and it's rolling to a stop down inside the 15. What, Brandon, close to the 10?
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that, right about inside the 10. I think that's where they're exactly going to mark it at, Jack. So great job to pin Anna back here. You talk about this young offense for Fort Laramie. Sometimes it's a game of field position. A punt like that can definitely shift the momentum of this game, especially on Anna's first drive of the game, Jack.
Hey, with the roll, what, 52, 53 yards on the punt?
Yeah, very good. He kicked it from his own 41. He'll give it about 49 yards, yeah.
Line of scrimmage was in that area. Here is Anna to the line of scrimmage. A run right up the gut. Ball is scraped loose. It is knocked away by Fort Laramie. Redskins recover.
Boy, Jack, and right there, I can't see who got the fumble recovery, but that's why that punt is so key.
And Fort Laramie fans fired up. Big break in this game. Turnovers, especially early in the season, when the two teams on the field are kind of feeling themselves out offensively. Turnover so big. Fort Laramie now tries to cash in, recovering the Anna fumble right at the 10. It was a running play right up the gut. It appears to be pretty close to a goal-to-go situation. No, the ball is actually outside the 10 at the 12. Heckman brings his team up. Fort Laramie with a chance to put six on the board early. Here's a running play to the far side of the field, and Anna flushes it to the boundary. Good stop on the play by the Rockets. Fine pursuit by Julian Stearns. Help from Austin Steinke. Maxwell on the run might have picked up a foot or two. That's it. Second down, close to 10 to go for Fort Laramie. Inside the 12 of Anna. We played 6 minutes opening quarter. And Fort Laramie's had the ball for every play but one, and that was a fumble by Anna just seconds ago.
Yeah, they try to get that ball out to Eilerman there, try to get him to dance a little bit on the outside, but Anna all over that. Like you said, Stearns and Brody Murray are going to make a nice play on the boundary.
Here is Heckman, takes the snap. It's a toss sweep to the left to Big Ray Hoyne. He muscles down inside the 10, the 5, upset at about the 2 or 3 yard line.
Could be close here.
Strong run on the play by Hoyne. He had blockers out in front. Good job by the offensive front line of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Dylan Meyer at center. He was aided on both sides by Alex Massey and Jace Ruenkamp and Sammy Gubo as they pin back the Anna defenders. And technically, the run by Hoing generated a first down at about the 2 yard line. Scoreboard says ball's on the 12.
Yeah, it should be about right at the 2. So it is a goal to go situation now.
Yep.
There, a nice run for Hoing.
The Redskins have a man in the offensive backfield behind Heckman, slot right. Heckman hands it off, delayed give to the ball carrier, who pounds over left tackle, in for the touchdown. Ray Hoing slammed over. He went into the back of a few offensive linemen and then slid off the pile and slithered into the end zone. Fort Laramie draws first blood, leading 6-0 on a 2-yard run.
I don't even know. It happened so fast. I don't even know if that was a direct snap, you know, but Hoing able to get in there. And
of course, without Lucas Brandewey, who is the place kicker, he'll be missing for 4 or 5 weeks. The Redskins go for 2. No place kicks on points after, and Fort Laramie runs in the 2-point conversion.
Hey, 8-0 like that. Again, Jack, that's right off that punt. That punt helps sets up that play. That's an easy drive for a young quarterback to make for Tanner Heckman. Nice running by Ray Hoing.
Did Heckman give the ball up to Hoing on the 2-point try? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think he did. 8 points for Ray Hoing, 5:37 left to go in the first. Fort Laramie's young team cashes in on the fumble by Anna. Redskins lead it by a count of 8-0 midway through the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Up the Anna return man on the kickoff, staggered back inside the 5, and then rumbled up the far sideline along the hash mark, got to the 21. Good coverage by Fort Laramie, which displayed fine coverage on kickoffs and punts 1 week ago. Anna starts 1st and 10. Ball marked for play at the Rockets 21. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Logan Ziegenbusch, sophomore quarterback. Running effort right up the middle. 2-3 yards on the play for T.J. Roberts. He's pushed to the ground right there by the middle of Fort Laramie's D. Alex Bokey in there. Caden Cantwell from the secondary comes up. Second down and close to 7 to go for a first down for Anna. Fort Laramie leads 8-0. And we've got 5 minutes left here in the opening period. Here is the quarterback, Logan Ziegenbusch, nearly moving up front of Fort Laramie, which may have jumped offside. This is a very important high school football game in terms of the computer. I know, Brandon, it's early in the season, but Fort Loram is Division 7. Anna's D5, a lot
exactly.
of points at stake for the Redskins for sure.
Exactly, and we're down to 12 teams, and I think Laramie's a quality enough team where they'll make the playoffs, but if you're talking in terms about positioning, this is a big one that could determine, you know, you are hosting maybe a home game. So this is a game that's going to get you points because Anna's going to win games in the MAC.
And, of course, if Fort Loramie were to win 7 or 8, Anna would benefit from those Redskins' victories and gain points. So there is a whole lot at stake. And the points will mount up as the season progresses. More than the mythical SCAL 2025 title on the line tonight. But there was a flag before the second down snap. It's against Anna. So it's second down for the Rockets. And now about 12 yards to go for a first down. Ball marked for play at the 20. Ziegenbusch at quarterback. Trenton Roberts, TJ, the running back. Wide out, Zeb Plyman, Brady Wenning, Tyson Vobel, fullback Cale Hoying, tackles Ian Burmeister and Ezra Egbert, the guards Austin Steike, Nolan Wilt, Alex Webker over the ball at center. T.J. Roberts takes the handoff from Ziegenbusch, and he is met solidly 2 yards upfield. That's all he gets. Third down, and a little over 9 to go for a first down for Anna on the Rockets 22. 4:22 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, 8-0. Three wide outs to the wide side of the field for Ziegenbusch. He looks to the coaches at the sideline for a late decision on the play call. Fort Loramie spread out defensively all over the gridiron. Redskins showing blitz pressure. Ziegenbusch runs, always got an opening. He slithers through, running near sideline. Now he's going west to east, and he's thrown down, I think, a couple, 3 yards shy of the first down.
Uh-oh. Late flag coming in.
Yellow marker down. Could have been a face mask on Fort Loramie. Maybe a roughing call. And let's see what the officials have decided. Ziegenbusch was collared short of the first down marker.
Boy, if Anna could get bailed out here, it would be a huge momentum for them early. Coach Spencer Wells talked in the early part about here. Yep.
I called it. It sure was. Face mask. And Fort Loramie coaches say, are you sure?
But, you know, before that tackle, before that face mask, Coach Wells talked about wanting to force the runners to go east and west, you know, when they run the ball. And they did it right there. Unfortunately, the penalty is just going to bite them. So mistakes have kind of bit both teams early in the early going here, Jack.
A new line of scrimmage thanks to the penalty. 45-yard line of Anna. First and 10, 3:40 left, first quarter. Fort Loramie leads 8-0. Here's a power sweep to the left as Ziegenbusch delivered the ball to Trenton Roberts. He tries to get the corner turned. Fort Loramie strings it out, a 1 yard gain. That's it. Ray Hoying, who combined last week with one of his counterparts on defense, Eli Grudich, they chalked up between them 33 tackles. Unbelievable. Here's Anna with a 2nd and 9. Line of scrimmage is the 46 of the Rockets. Two receivers to the right. Ziegenbusch has T.J. Roberts alongside. And Ziegenbusch wanted to throw over the middle. It wasn't there. Looked like a bubble screen. Bottled up before Loramie. And then Ziegenbusch just simply heaved the ball into the ground in the backfield at the feet of Trenton Roberts. Incomplete.
Yeah, sniffed out by the Fort Loramie defense there. Sniffed out really there by Eli Grudich and everything, who picked up that screen. Nice job there by the Fort Loramie defense to force 3rd and long.
3 minutes to go, first quarter. 8-0 Fort Loramie. 3rd and 9 for Anna from the Rockets 46-yard line. Two receivers near side. Redskins showing blitz. 6, 7, 8 up near the line of scrimmage. Now they retreat. Long cadence by the sophomore QB Ziegenbusch for Anna. Waiting. Gets the snap from the center. Short drop. Oh, it's a quarterback draw. He makes one man miss, and Ziegenbusch is off to the races. Open field, 35-30. Look at him go between the hash marks. He splits the Fort Loramie safeties. Gone! Touchdown, Ziegenbusch. Woo!
boy, 54 yards there, Jack, and Ziegenbusch just elusive in the pocket there. A tough break for the Fort Laramie Redskins here. Had a nice job by Anna to capitalize off the mistakes of the Redskins and get on the board here.
Yep, Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Laramie, said to me early in the week, you thought Carson Kaler for Minster was pretty good running the ball, Jack. Wait till you see Logan Ziegenbusch.
Yeah, absolutely. You saw it there, elusive. And once he got in that open field, nobody was catching him.
Here is the extra point try by Anna, which is not chasing points. They're not going for two. They're trying to tack on one. And the place kicker this week is Kane Meyer, a sophomore. And he pokes it up in the air. Looks good from here. It's on the money. Perfect extra point by Kane Meyer of Anna. Fort Laramie 8, Anna 7. 2:54 left first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24-7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Ensuing kickoff for the Anna Rockets, far sideline, it hops and skips out of bounds. And by rule, Fort Laramie will get good field position. First and 10 Redskins, slow start to this game, and then boom, just like that, Redskins score, Anna scores. Fort Laramie takes advantage of a fumble by Anna. Fort Laramie had to punt at the end of its opening drive. But all of a sudden here in the last few minutes, two touchdowns, Brandon. We're off and running.
Yeah, executed off a couple mistakes. The face mask on the Fort Laramie side and, of course, the end of the fumble. So both teams being able to capitalize on mistakes here in the early going. The difference is Fort Laramie, the two-point conversion right now to make it 8-7.
The officials huddle. I thought for a minute there was a penalty on the kickoff against one team or the other. I think the referees were deciding where to place the football after the kickoff out of bounds to the far side of the field. And it is appropriately marked at the 35. Originally, yep, it was down at the 30, and I was scratching my head.
Yeah, officials got to have a little bit of a conversation about that, too. Week two for them as well.
8-7, Fort Laramie in the lead. 2:53 to go first quarter. Interestingly, Minster did not score first last week, trailed 8-0. And when Minster scored, the Wildcats did not chase points. They kicked the point after, which is what Anna did here tonight. First and 10 Redskins, 35-yard line at Fort Laramie's end. And we've got premature movement.
Yeah, I look like maybe the left tackle there. Yeah, I said the whole offensive line there. I saw the left tackle move, and he is right. I saw everyone else about move there, too. But it's a tough start, just like Laramie did their opening drive. Another penalty here, Jack.
Have a lot of mistakes early on. Redskins will get the kinks worked out over the next few weeks, surely. Of course, Anna with a fumble in its first play tonight. Neither team playing cleanly, that's for sure. First and 15, Fort Laramie. Short drop by Heckman. Flips it in the left flat. And the catch is made. Anna diagnoses it well. And hits the receiver right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Yeah, they played off the line, too. And just to kind of let see what Heckman would do. And he dropped back through that short pass.
Brody Murray made the tackle on Holdhouse for Fort Laramie, who hauled in the football. Nothing doing, no gain. Second down, 15 Redskins. Fort Laramie into the field, 30-yard line. 2:18, 2:17 left to go here in the opening period. Two receivers flanked right. Heckman in the spread. He's got a deep drop underway. No one available. And he runs. He's got a gap in the middle of the field.
Ball's
Here's
out.
Heckman scrambling. Uh-oh. The ball flies loose. It's free. Anna with the recovery. At about the 36 or 37 of Fort Loramie. It appeared as though Landon Hewitt was in there on top of the football for the green.
Yeah, I mean, Heckman did what he was supposed to. He stepped up in the pocket there, but just kind of carelessly had that ball out in his right hand, and Anna, with that hit, easily able to jar it loose. The mistakes just mounting in this game here in the first quarter, Jack.
Anna takes over 37.5 of Fort Loramie. Sun shining brightly down on Fort Loramie's high school football stadium at the moment. 2 minutes even to go, first quarter. 1 point edge, Fort Loramie. Anna gets good field position here. Three receivers, bunch left. Oh, it's an end around. The quarterback, Ziegenbusch, gave it to the ball carrier. Coming to the near side. On the dead run, it's Zeb Plyman. Look at him go. The wide receiver came around into the offensive backfield. Was dished the ball by Ziegenbusch. He had a clear lane down the near side. Oh, what a run. And scampering down inside the 10. Tackle made at the boundary near side. Somewhere inside the 12-yard line. Let's see where it's marked for play, Brandon. Right at the 10.
Yeah, it was a good little reverse sweep there. Alarmy was definitely caught to the right there, but a 27-yard pickup for Plyman.
Zeb Plyman's got some wheels. He plays speed on that play. Ziegenbusch rolling left, wants to dish a forward pass into the left flat. Does so. It's caught at the 7. Tackle made inside the 5. Nicely done by Ziegenbusch to Roberts. Ziegenbusch had the option there to keep it or flip it ahead out wide, did so. It is going to be marked for play at about the 7-yard line. No, it's forward progress to the 5. Second down and goal, according to the scoreboard. Two receivers to the right for Ziegenbusch. The QB for Anna. Juggles the snap. He's cornered behind the line. Nowhere to go. Down he goes. He lost a couple.
Great job by the Laramie defense. They sniffed that out right away. Jack chasing Ziegenbusch to the boundary there. To be able to stop him.
Third down for Anna. Goal to go. Final 40 seconds. First quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 7. 7-yard line of Fort Loramie. Anna advancing the ball. South to north, left to right on your computer screen or phone. Final 30 seconds of the opening quarter. 10 seconds on the play clock. Anna must snap it. Two receivers far left, slot to the right. Ziegenbusch at the helm, sends a man in motion. The snap is on the ground. Ziegenbusch has got to run, no other choice. He makes a man miss, breaks a tackle. Ziegenbusch fights and claws to the 2, maybe the 1. And that's how the first quarter is going to come to an end. We'll start the second quarter with a goal-to-go situation for Anna inside the 2-yard line. Fort Loramie leading 8-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Is goal to go, 1-yard line for Anna as we initiate play here in the second quarter. Fourth down, goal to go, 3 feet away. Anna runs it to the right, around the end, on the corner. Touchdown for the Rockets.
Plyman
scores six for Anna.
It looked like just a little speed option there to the outside there, Jack, and just being able to bait the defense because Zickenbusch is such a good runner. Able to draw that defense, pitch it out, easy does it on fourth and one.
And coming on is Meyer for the PAT for the Anna Rockets, who jumped in front by a score of 13-8, first 3 seconds, second quarter of play. Meyer's first extra point was excellent, right in the middle, center cut. Let's see if he duplicates this. Lines are down. Good snap. Hold. Oh, the kick is wobbly. It flutters. It's way up in the air, and it does get over the crossbar. Hits beyond the uprights, but maybe 7 or 8 yards on the ground. Not artistic, but it counts.
No, I didn't know if a Laramie player got a hand on that either. It was so slow. It seemed like it hung there for about a minute.
So it's a touchdown, a PAT for Anna. Rockets with 14 unanswered. And Anna's in the lead now, 14-8. 11:57 left to go here in quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
At first and 10, Fort Loramie. Redskins have the ball at their own 37 after a pretty good kickoff return. Here's a bubble screen. First play, Tanner Eilerman right flat. He catches, and he slices ahead for about 4 or 5 more yards after the catch. It leaves Fort Loramie shy of a first down by about 3. New line of scrimmage marked for play at the 45 in Fort Loramie's end. It is 14-8 in favor of Anna. 35 seconds gone here in the second quarter of this game.
And Heckman 3 for 3, but just with 8 yards. Nice little, like you said, tunnel screen to get it out to your playmaker, Eilerman, who Coach Spencer Wells really was loving talking about in the pregame.
Hand off on the play. Looks like it's Big Ray Owing, who has stuffed the ball in his tummy by quarterback Tanner Heckman for Fort Loramie. Owing stood up just beyond the line of scrimmage. May have smacked ahead for 1.5 yards. Third and 1.5 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie at the 46 in the Redskins' end of the field. 14-8, Anna. Fort Loramie scored first. Anna's countered twice. Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage. Snap back to Heckman. Heckman burrows between left guard and tackle, and he's got the first down. Heckman charges between two offensive linemen. Little bit of an opening ahead of him. Give credit to Massey and Ruenkamp for Fort Loramie. The ball is just shy of midfield. First down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Fort Loramie down 6. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Heckman in the spread. It's a design run by him. And he crashes to the line of scrimmage. He's dragged ahead by an Anna tackler. Pickup of 3. Short advance. Brody Murray in there on the play for Anna. Second down, 7.5 to go for a first down from the Anna 47 and 1.5 yard line. Sun setting to the west. Not nearly as bothersome now as it was earlier tonight.
From
the broadcast booth as we are perched on the east side of the Fort Loramie Stadium. Two receivers near side for Heckman. Toss sweep to the right to Hoing. Hoing, he trudges to the outside, stays on his feet, makes a man miss, lowers the shoulder. Uh-oh!
Flag.
We got a pile up down inside the 40 near the 35. One hit, maybe two late hits applied by Anna. That's going to be 15 against the Rockets.
Boy, and that happened right in front of the Fort Loramie sideline, too. About the worst part, place you could do that. If you're Anna, like we said, some mistakes have piled up in the early going for both teams.
I would say the officials got some help from the Redskin bench.
Absolutely. That's why I say it's a mistake. It's worse right in front of the bench of the opposing team that happens.
Yep, we've had a number of penalties in this game so far, and they have been significant. They've been very critical ones. New line of scrimmage for Fort Loramie is going to be way down near the 20-yard line.
Ray Hoing has been a workhorse on this drive. They've used him in a couple direct snap situations as Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he's been in there in the Wildcat.
Yeah.
He's looked good. That's a new wrinkle put in by head coach Spencer Wells this week, trying to rejuvenate the offensive run game. Line of scrimmage, the 20 of Anna, first and 10 Fort Loramie. 9:22 left to go, second quarter, 14-8 in favor of the Rockets. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Couple of receivers far left, including Tanner Eilerman. Here's a toss sweep to the left. It's a run around left end. Anna with good pursuit, and the ball carrier is pulled to the ground just beyond the line of scrimmage. Maxwell hauled to the turf. Might have gained one. Second down, about 9.5 to go for a first down. Tyson Bobble on the tackle for Anna. 9 minutes even to go, second quarter. 14-8 Rockets. Just inside the 20 of Anna, second down and 10 for Fort Loramie. 1-2 receivers to the wide side of the field, down below the Fort Loramie offense, and we've got a pre-snap penalty. It might be offside against Anna. The officials confer. Now we look at the referee's mechanics behind the line of scrimmage, and he lets us know it's not on Anna, it's on Fort Loramie. It'll cost the Redskins 5 and set up a second down and close to 15 to go for a first down.
The offense lined up in the neutral zone there is what it was, Jack, and I don't know where that happened at exactly, but usually not in the center. It's got to be one of the guards or tackles.
Yeah, that's just experience, a case of varsity reps. It's going to take time.
Yep, exactly.
Second down, 15 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Heckman, very deep drop, looking. He wobbles one down toward the pylon near the goal line. It's high-pointed by Tanner Eilerman. A spectacular catch. Eilerman went way up above two white-shirted Rocket defenders, and he brought that one down from the sky. It is goal to go, Fort Loramie, at about the 2.
Boy, yeah, he just let that ball hang there. It was a great ball by Heckman, and they got Hoing in the Wildcat here.
Snap back to Ray Hoing. Hoing powers right guard. Yes, touchdown. We're tied at 14.
Great job. Great job by Loramie to execute down the field and score.
Man, oh man, is this first ever Fort Loramie in a football game living up to the hype?
It's been. I mean, we've seen two scores. We've seen each team have mistakes. We've seen each team capitalize on the other team's mistakes. This has been fun so far, Jack.
And again, without Lucas Brandewijk, who's out for a few more weeks for Fort Loramie, he being the place kicker, Fort Loramie will go for 2. Is that Ray Hoing in the Wildcat on the 2-point conversion? Uh-oh, he dropped the football. And that 2-point try is aborted, no good. And the score remains, Anna 14, Fort Loramie 14, 8:02 left to go. First half on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
If the Redskins score, miss the two-point conversion, we've got a 14-14 deadlock, 4 minutes into quarter number two. Here's Fort Loramie's kickoff, returned by Anna from about the six-yard line. Nice running lane up the near side. Fort Loramie closes it down, and the return man is hog-tied and decked at the 29-yard line. Good tackle on the play by the Redskins. On the return for Anna was Carter Edwards. First and 10 Rockets. 27-yard line and Anna's end of the field. Rockets in the white, green numbers, white headgear, green trim, Fort Loramie black from top to bottom. Red and white piping. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Sun glistening down on the football field here at Fort Loramie just before it sets to the west. Here's a reverse counterplay back to the right. Anna runs it for about three or four. Fort Loramie stayed at home on the far side of the field to lay a shoulder into T.J. Roberts. It was Ray Hoing who made a jarring tackle. Second down and six for Anna. 7:36 to go in quarter number two. We're tied up at 14 apiece. Let's see what Anna's got in store for Fort Loramie's defense. On second down, keep an eye on Logan Ziegenbusch, the Anna quarterback. He is fleet of foot. The sophomore can really scoot. Couple of receivers to the right. It's a run to the left for the quarterback who makes a late toss, and then it's a sweep around left end. The play didn't look good at the start. The pitch out was juggled. Anna did collect it. Nice running play around the near side, but Trenton Roberts, TJ, managed to generate the first down as he scurried up and over the 40-yard line to the 43, first and 10 Rockets.
Juggled that ball there a bit, Jack, and he was able to regain control as he went to the outside and got the first down.
Well done by Anna, which almost suffered a botched play, but they turned it into first down yardage. Two receivers far right for Ziegenbusch. He's got Roberts alongside in the backfield. Ziegenbusch fakes the run, throws middle of the field. Yes, it's caught at the Fort Loramie 40. Good run after catch by the Rockets. Well done on the play. Nice reception to Zeb Plyman. He got in between Fort Loramie defensive backs who were in the zone. Ziegenbusch found his man. Good strike in traffic for the sophomore quarterback of Anna. Good gain on the play to the Fort Loramie 33.
23 yards right there, Jack. Right down the seam. And Ziegenbusch 2-3 right now for 28 yards.
Here comes Anna to the line of scrimmage. On a drive are the Rockets trying to break this 14-14 tie. Ziegenbusch fakes the handoff in the offensive backfield. Wants to run. Gallops over one man behind the line and falls forward for no gain. Very good play by Fort Loramie in there on the tackle for the Redskins. Caleb Bergman in there on the hit for the Redskins. Anderson Plyman assisted. Second down, better than 10 to go for a first down. Here's an out pattern run to the near sideline, and it is caught. Ziegenbusch hits his man, who scampered toward the near side of the field. Good running catch by Cale Hoying of Anna. The sophomore reached out, speared it, picked up about 9 on the play. Beautifully executed by the Rockets. 3rd and 1, Anna, 24 of Fort Loramie. 5.5 to go, second quarter, 14 all tied. Ziegenbusch brings his team up. He's got two offensive backs alongside. Ziegenbusch wants to run right. He's on the edge, makes a man miss, stays afloat. He wriggles ahead, late marker down. Looks like a foul against Fort Loramie. The advance is for 2 or 2.5, enough for a first down. No, it's a block in the back, maybe a clip on it.
Yeah, I thought it was on the fullback there. That was number 45. I don't have on my roster here, but for Anna on mine. But fullback there with that little bit of a clipping, that's a good way of saying it. Right there, that's going to cost them in the short yardage here.
Oh, that hurts. It was a first down for Anna, and it's going to be negated. Football will be pushed back to somewhere beyond the 35. Now, the infraction occurred during the play. So the previous line of scrimmage was a yard, yard and a half short of a first down in the vicinity of the 25. The new line of scrimmage for Anna is marked at the 34. Apparently it was a hold downfield from the spot of the foul. Anna has it. It is 3rd down all over again. 3rd down and right around 10 yards to go for a first down. 4 down territory for Anna. 5 minutes left, second quarter. 14-14 deadlock. Anna with a long delay in the offensive backfield. Rockets take a timeout. 14 all tie. 7 minutes gone, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
3rd and 10 for Anna. And the line of scrimmage, the 33 of Fort Loramie. And the Rockets busted a good slant pattern over the middle. It is caught by the receiver, who breaks a couple tackles and scrambles all the way out of the 6-yard line. What a play on 3rd down, Brandon by Anna.
Nice pass down the seam there. Jack didn't catch the receiver who got that. He got all the way down to the 6-yard line, so a nice 27-yard reception there.
I'll tell you what, Anna has run the ball well at times. The passing game has been solid.
Yeah, it has been. And Ziegenbusch is getting more time. He's more comfortable in the pocket, and he's been able to execute here.
Here is Anna, goal to go at the 6. It's a run around the right side. I think Ziegenbusch kept it. He's on the edge. He's on the periphery of the Fort Loramie defense. 3-2-1. He is in for the touchdown. Logan Ziegenbusch scurried around right in. Fine scamper by him. Wasn't touched until he reached the 1. He slipped a tackle there and scored. Ziegenbusch getting a lot done at QB for Anna, which is on top 20-14.
A nice run out on the edge there again. Like you said, Jackie zipped so good there. Now Anna's got the lead back here.
4:16 left, opening half of this game. Meyer on for the PAT try for Anna. He has kicked 2 through. That was a low-line driver. Again, not real artistic, but it does the job. It's effective. It's a PAT good, but Meyer of Anna, which is on top, 21-14 over Fort Loramie. 4:16 left to go here in the first half of this game on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We are local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what product you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We have truly gone local just for you. Winner's Meats, Hut Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold stub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, and your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Kickoff return by Fort Loramie over the 30. Eli Grudich is upset at the 33-yard line. That's where he's knocked off his pins. And the Redskins now behind in this game, 21-14, start 1st and 10. A new addition, Schaefer RV Storage, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, oil.com, holly@SchaeferOil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage right behind Schaefer Market. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, just over four to play, second quarter. Sun dipping behind the haze on the western sky. Here's a flat pass thrown by Heckman. He's got a receiver. It is Eilerman behind the line of scrimmage. He's got a lane, an alley near sideline. Look at him march. There he goes, dashing up and over the 35 to the 40 to the 46. Well-designed play. Anna simply forgot about it.
13-yard scamper there by him. Eilerman made a nice move to the edge, too, to be able to pick up the first down. Now, and he's got 49 yards receiving for four receptions, Jack.
Oh, what a playmaker he is. Redskins have got to continue to get him the ball. Heckman offensive backfield. Deals to Ray Hoing. Anna with fine penetration. Nips at Ray's heels and drops it. Gain of a yard. Line of scrimmage to the 47. Second down, 9 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins' 47-yard line. 3:36 to go, second quarter, 21-14 in favor of Anna. Hey, don't forget, take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market's gas pumps. Always low prices, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold this month goes to a special public service endeavor. This month, it's Fort Loramie Community Services. Redskins elect to pound away right up the gut. Short advance once more as Anna stops it cold, just short of midfield at the 49. Third down, 7 for Fort Loramie, Brandon. Just shy of the 50. Big play here in this first half.
Yeah, big play. You just need to convert. Anna gets the ball after half. You don't want to give them the ball here right before and have them march down and get it back to start the half, too.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage with 2:44 to go, second quarter. Anna leading 21-14. Two receivers near side. Heckman, short drop, 10 yards behind the line. Looks, hash mark near side, off the fingertips of the receiver. Intercepted by Anna at the 35, and a flag flies.
Look like they're signaling it. It's on Loramie anyway. The guy with the pick there would be Tyson Vauble.
Well done, Bavabel. It was a tip drill on the rebound
yeah.
On the arms of...
It was off Eilerman.
Yep, off yep. Of Tanner Eilerman's appendage right to Vauble, who was about 4 or 5 yards further downfield. He made the snatch. Anna takes over. We had a personal foul on Anna. on the interception. Let's see if possession had changed. Does Fort Ormy retain the ball? I'm confused. It looks like
after.
Hannah's offense is on the gridiron.
Yeah. I mean, on that interception too, Eilerman went up and went up to go catch that ball too, try to go make a play. Just a little above, you know, his hands. So a high pass by Eilerman, or a high pass by Heckman. Eilerman tried to climb the ladder and go get it. And that unfortunately snowballed into a mistake there.
And Tanner was being contacted down low as he leaped off his feet. Didn't get the bounce off the ground he normally might. And the ball glanced off of Eilerman into the hands of Bobble. Anna with the pick, first and 10 Rockets. Penalty sets it back to the 21. 2:29 to go, second quarter. Anna will get the ball to start the second half, by the way. Anna kicked off to start the game. And the Rockets keep it on the ground. Last couple minutes, first half. Running play generates two or three. Second down and eight for Anna. New line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line as we go under 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Short drop to Ziegenbusch, pass in the left flat. Yes, it's caught. Immediate tackle by Fort Loramie. In there on the hit for Fort Loramie, Eli Grudich. Ball caught in the flat by the Rockets. Good catch in some traffic there by Trenton Roberts. Anna now confronts a third and at least five to go for a first down. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Anna, no hurry. Rockets will get the ball to start the third, leading 21-14. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far right. Here's a fake sweep to the right. Keeping on the play is Ziegenbusch, and he roams between left guard and tackle, twists and turns. He's got the first down on the journey out over the 30 to the 33.
It's a nice 8-yard gallop there by Ziegenbusch right there, Jack, and just able to trust him up the middle. Great interior blocking for Anna.
A timeout situation, if I read it right, Brandon. It is two apiece. Here's a long bomb by Anna, thrown middle of the field. It is incomplete down inside the 30-yard line. There is a marker in the area of the 50.
They were trying to go for Zeb Plyman, who is playing in the slot. It's a pass interference there. You could tell if you were watching Zeb Plyman's route, as I was, that he stumbled or he was contacted because he was not running in a straight dash. He was able to sell it, which was the right call. Another defensive pass interference penalty on Loramie. So a first down here for Anna.
And the infraction stepped off for the line of scrimmage. Puts the ball for Anna right on the 50. With 1:06 to go, second quarter, Anna leading 21-14. Ball actually marked for play at the Fort Loramie 49. Anna's got a receiver left, one to the right. Here's the QB, Ziegenbusch, long cadence. Play clock has not yet started. Four down linemen, Fort Loramie. Ziegenbusch, short drop, looks near side. It's a go pattern, sideline, a bomb down inside the 20. It is off the field of play, incomplete.
That was a great defense there to the boundary there by Eilerman, using it as an extra defender there. He was trying to get Brody Murray downfield, it looked like.
Second down, 10 for Anna, just across the 50. 1:01 left in the second. Keep in mind, at halftime, we've got about 9 minutes of highlights from Anna's 2019 state championship win over New Middletown Springfield. Short drop, 7 yards behind the line, 8 yards, Ziegenbusch. Receiver, middle of the field, a big time dive, a lunge, it's incomplete.
Now, and man, if he hits Plyman, you know, if Plyman gets there about another step or two, he's got a good catch, probably falls down right there. An incompletion there.
I tell you, Zeb was parallel to the ground.
Yeah.
He left his feet. He used every inch of his body, tried to make connection with it. Third and 10, Anna, 57 seconds to go. First half. Here's Ziegenbusch, runs to the line of scrimmage. It makes a late pitch. Good run by the ball carrier. It is T.J. Roberts. He's at the 45, the 40, knocked down. 39-yard line. Good run by Roberts. He got 10 or 11. It's a first for Anna. Chain is advanced. Clock is stopped. 49.2 to go. Two timeouts each way remaining. And one is used here by Fort Loramie. 49 ticks to go in the second. Anna up the 7. 21-14 and driving on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Anna Rockets want a pass on first down, can't do it. The quarterback, Ziegenbusch, is decked in his tracks behind the line of scrimmage. It's officially a sack of about a yard and a half, and another timeout ensues. Back-to-back timeouts. The one play in between, not productive for Anna. It'll be second down, 11 coming up. Anna, one more timeout remaining. Ball is on the Fort Loramie 39. Final 42 ticks here, Brandon, late in the second quarter.
Yeah, nice play by Caleb Bergman, the senior, to get that sack for Fort Loramie right there. And now being able to put Anna behind the sticks a little bit here, trying to be able to finish things off here. And this is a big drive for Loramie. You've got to be able to hold Anna here, because don't want them to take a two-touchdown lead into half and then get the ball back as well and possibly run away with this game.
Beautiful skies here at Fort Loramie. On a thin cirrus overhead, sun is gone in the western sky. Here is Ziegenbusch for Anna, back to pass. He's at way back at the 50. He flares it right flat. Catch is made. The run to the line of scrimmage, out of bounds. Third and 10, Anna. Clock running, 28-27. Timeout called. It'll be third down for the Rockets from the 38 of Fort Loramie. When we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And don't forget, new location for Osgood in Rushi. Osgood Bank in Rushi, along with Chickasaw, Osgood, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank, do well, be good. OsgoodBank.com. Out pattern run by Anna, forward pass on third and 10 from the Fort Loramie 39-yard line. It's incomplete. Fired into the boundary. Good coverage by the Redskins. Fourth down for Anna, 24.8 to go first half. Rockets lead 21-14, Brandon.
Yeah, be interested to see what Anna does here. Looks like they're setting up to go for it. Or maybe a short pooch punt or something. They're at the 38. And they're going for it.
The snap to Ziegenbusch on the ground. He covers it up. Throws, post pattern, middle of the field, receiver on the dead run. It's in the hands of Plyman, off his fingertips, no good. Down inside the 20, Fort Loramie takes over. 20.3 left here in the second quarter.
I guess Coach Marino rolled the dice for the reason of thinking about, okay, if we get this, I got a timeout. At worst, we can get a field goal. Maybe trusting his defense there. You know, they got to force Tanner Heckman to make a throw down the field to try to get down there in 20 seconds. Army's got one timeout remaining, so it's going to be tough for the Redskins to get down the field. But I guess the roll of the dice, not really a lose-lose situation, but not a bad decision by Coach Marino.
I'll tell you what, Brandon, this Anna team has got the skills, the players, to generate points from virtually anywhere on the field anytime.
Exactly, and that's not why you probably trust this guy to roll the dice there, Jack.
Yep. Here is Heckman, line of scrimmage, spread formation, takes the snap, retreats. Here comes Anna's pressure. Under duress is Heckman. Down he goes. He lost 10 yards. Final 10 seconds, first half, and that's going to do it. Anna Rockets spotted Fort Loramie, an early 8-0 lead. Anna's bounced back, three touchdowns by Anna, 6 points since the first score by Loramie, 21-14 halftime score in the first ever Anna-Fort Loramie football game. Glad to bring it to you here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. The mythical SCAL football championship on the line here this evening at Fort Loramie. Both bands set to perform. Excellent crowd on a great night. Weather has cooperated beautifully. A terrific evening for the Anna-Fort Loramie football clash. And it's 21-14, a 5-touchdown first half. Very entertaining, lots of excitement. Mistakes by both young teams. Anna prevailing by 7 at the break, 21-14 over Fort Loramie. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million polybags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region that it follows with its online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. And a band performs at the moment. Oh, it's a closely played high school football game here tonight. Just like this Anna-Fort Loramie rivalry has been in other sports over the years. We remarked in our pregame that the two schools in boys varsity basketball have met 189 times, and the series edged to Anna 100 wins to Fort Loramie's 89. Hey, a proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Hey, don't forget, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. We serve Ohio and several more states. O'Reilly in Rushi at 506 East Main. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. Turn around about a week. And O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi is accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online, OReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. A look at first half stats when we come back. 21-14, Anna over Fort Loramie at the break. First ever Anna-Fort Loramie football game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it.
paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
With great support from Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Lacal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Lacal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RISI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Thursday, so you can do Wayne.
Hello, once again. Welcome back here to Fort Laramie. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Halftime, first ever Fort Laramie Anna football game. It is 21-14 Rockets. Anna band performing at the moment. Our halftime report is being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie, thanks to Borchers, and by Stipple Construction in Botkins, our halftime sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Brandon, take it away. Halftime report, 5 touchdowns in this contest so far.
Yeah, Jack, we take a look at the scoring summary here. Laramie started off, they capitalized off an Anna fumble at 5:37 in the first quarter. Ray Hoing with a 2-yard scamper there. The 2-point conversion was good. Then Anna come down the field. Anna responded with 2:54 in the first quarter. Logan Zigbush zipped up the field for 54 yards. Extra point was good, made the score 8-7. And then in the second quarter, Anna got the ball back. TJ Roberts with a 1-yard run. PAT was good, 14-8 Anna. Laramie come down the field, set up by a nice pass from Heckman to Eilerman. Another Ray Hoing run, 1 yard. The 2-point conversion, no good, tied it up at 14 with 8:02 in the second quarter. But with 4:16 to go in the second quarter, Logan Zigabush with a 2-yard scamper gave Anna a 21-14 lead after the PAT being good. Looking at the totals, 38 rushing yards for the Fort Laramie Redskins. They have 47 yards through the air, 5 first downs. Tanner Heckman is 6-7 with 47 yards through the air. Tanner Eilerman's got 5 receptions for 47 yards. And then on the flip side, for the Anna Rockets, They have 130 rushing yards, 67 receiving yards, so 197 total yards for the Rockets compared to 72 for Spencer Wells' Redskins. 7 first downs for the Rockets here tonight. Ziegenbusch is 6 of 11 through the air, and he's got those 67 passing yards. TJ Roberts with a handful, a chunk of rushing yards as well. So really, Ziegenbusch 65 yards on the ground too. So Anna out gaining Laramie by nearly 3 times the amount, but Laramie's still right in this. They can get a big stop to start this half. Could really set the tone.
It is 21-14. Anna leads Fort Laramie here at the half on Scores Broadcast. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman back here at Fort Laramie. 21-14, Fort Laramie trails Anna here at the half. Rockets up 7 after 2 quarters of play. As promised, upcoming highlights of the 2019 Anna State Championship triumph over New Middletown Springfield. Final score was 48-14. We pick up action midway first quarter. There is no score. Anna nothing. New Middletown Springfield nothing.
Luthman back to punt. He's at his 32. Deep man downfield for the Tigers is Walker, who lets it bounce at the 17. It picks it up on a hop at the 7. Makes one man miss. He hit at the 10. Ball's loose on the gridiron. Who's got it? A green jersey recovers. The officials and the Rockets say it's Anna football. And the home team celebrates. as the return man for New Middletown Springfield made a little extra juke, and that showed the football for an Anna tackler who spiked it free.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Walker picked that up because he had like four people around him. He wasn't going to go anywhere. Made the first guy miss him, but then somebody knocked it free.
Yep, sometimes, Chuck, when you're too busy about getting an angle on a prospective tackler, you showcase that football a little bit too much. Anna in position, outside the 10, handoff to Yulskamp, left guard, he nudges to the 9. Line of scrimmage, officially the 13. That was the site of the fumble recovery. Yulskamp managed to generate 4, so it's 2nd and 6 from the 9 of the Tigers. Yulskamp again. Oh, he butts up against the back of the centered Luke Dye, and then he springs it to the outside. He's down to the 8, 7, 5, and lurches to about the 4, maybe even the 3. I think he's shy by a couple of feet.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be 3rd down for Anna. Just less than 1. Those are the football inside the 4 of the Tigers.
And here comes Minnick. I like him on these short yardage plays.
That was a good reversal of the field by Yulskamp.
Yeah, the hole was absolutely plugged.
Yep, it was stuffed, and he made a nice gain out of nothing. Here is Anna bulldozing right up the gut over the back of center Luke Dye from the 4 to about the 2. It is a 1st and 10. Was that Bixler who pushed it?
Yep, it. And they brought Minnick in, and he shoved him along. First down for the Rockets.
Oh, we talked about the importance of turnovers in the pregame. We saw LaSalle benefit last night with 3 big miscues by Maslin. That helped turn that game around. And right away, Anna with a short field, recovering a fumble at the 13. And the Rockets now have goal to go at the 2 on the first down run by Bixler. Here's Yulskamp. He spins, backpedals, goal line. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Riley Yulskamp barges home from about the 3-yard line. And Anna is the first to score, 6-0, 4:57 left, opening period.
Now they did a nice job of taking advantage of that turnover, and that's what they got to do. If they're going to give them the ball, they got to take that gift and unwrap it.
What a job by the offensive front. Dylan Steinke, Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Evan Puppelman, as they produced enough forward charge to allow Yulskamp to go up the back of the offensive lineman and get the nose of the football across the goal line. Zach Ambus on for the extra point. Zach is 81 for 89 on the year, and this one is buried between the uprights. He's got it. Anna's got a 7-0 lead. Under 5 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. When play resumes momentarily, we start the second quarter. Anna's got the football. Nose of the leather inside the 10. Goal to go. Rockets up 7-0. Striving for more. Bixler, offensive backfield, fakes the delivery to Yulskamp. Bart with a good read. He keeps. Outside right tackle. Carves out space to the 6, the 5. Inside it. Wrestled down on a good hit by a quarterback coming up from the secondary. Mitchell Seymour for the Tigers may have saved a touchdown.
Bixler during the season scores 99 out of 100 on that one. That was a heck of a defensive play to keep him out of the end zone.
Second down, goal to go from the 4. Bixler read the defensive line charge very well on that last play as 2 or 3 defenders bit on Yulskamp. Bixler tucked it away, got inside the 5. Long cadence, fake to Yulskamp. Bixler keeps. Oh, a cavity opens up right up the middle, and he's untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Anna. Wow. Puppelman and Dye broke open a big spread. And charging through the hole with Bixler as he takes it in the last 2 plays from a little better than 9 yards out. And Anna, thanks to New Middletown Springfield's turnover, penalties, and great field position for the Rockets, lead 13-0. All-important extra point upcoming for Ambus. Ball will be placed down at the 10. The kick is on the way. Boy, from up here, it looks real good. It's true. He nails it. Less than a minute gone, second quarter. Anna ahead of New Middletown Springfield in the D6 State Championship, 14-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hello, welcome back. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Here again on scoresbroadcast.com from Fort Loramie. 21-14 halftime score in favor of the Rockets over the Redskins. You heard just a few minutes ago highlights in the first half of that Anna State Championship win in 2019 over New Middletown Springfield. 48-14 was the final. You heard the first two scores by Anna in that game. And as we proceed along throughout the season, we'll share more highlights of that state championship win by Anna over New Middletown Springfield and that 2018 regional championship win by Fort Loramie over Convoy Crestview. Anna Rockets get the ball to start the third quarter. Imperative for Fort Loramie to get a stop, maybe even a three and out. Momentum's got to change. Anna finished the first half of the game with the edge in terms of the way the game was flowing.
Yeah, absolutely right. After that fumble, you can see Anna really shifted that momentum their way. Fortunate for them to get the ball to start the second half. You know, if Anna would have even scored there before halftime, they just kind of ran out of time and got a little desperate there, you'd think,
yep,
towards the end. But, yeah, this is, I don't know, like I said, not make or break, but for this young Redskins squad, if they get down two scores, it's going to be an awfully steep ask of them here with limited time. So this first possession is really going to tell the story, I think, of how this second half goes here, Jack.
Yeah, you sense Anna's got a little more weaponry on offense in its arsenal.
Yeah, and Loramie only had one reception to a receiver that was not Tanner Eilerman. So, I mean, they've got to be able to get it out to other guys in the flat. I mean, Ray Hoying had some success. They used him in a direct snap wildcat-type formation a couple times. That worked. Heckman's aired it out one time. Let's see if they maybe let him air it out here a little more in this second half. It'll be interesting. I think that really depends on if Anna comes out and scores right away. Then you would have to maybe be a little more desperate on the Redskins side if you can get a stop like that Loramie defense did a couple times against Minster last week. Then you've got an opportunity here to get into your offense. And Coach Spencer Wells talked about wanting to have a flow. I'm sure he's a little more pleased with his offense this week than last week. But it'll be an interesting start here to the second half.
Both teams a bit more senior-heavy on defense. Each club very young on offense. Fort Loramie plays four freshmen on the offensive side of the ball. And it shows that Anna very young offensively as well. But the Rockets, they've got sophomores, freshmen. There is a difference.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about that.
Absolutely.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway, located in Fort Loramie. 15 Elm Street. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. And we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
And now this is a beautiful night, Jack. Like you said, it's going to be perfect weather. I just put on my Ohio State quarter zip. You know, it feels just right now. It feels like it's about September. It feels great outside.
And I've got on my Indiana University half zip. And I don't feel quite as comfortable as you do.
Oh, I feel great right now.
Here we go. Third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie's Ray Hoeing kicks off. It is a very short boot, returned by Anna from the 26 near sideline, up over the 30. Return man piled up out of bounds at the 40. First and 10, Anna. Again, this initial drive, third quarter for Fort Loramie's defense, we think is very important for sure. Redskins have got to turn the momentum their way in this game. Anna with a 7-point cushion, 21-14. Fort Loramie scored first thanks to a fumble by Anna early on in the opening quarter. Redskins went up 8-0. Fort Loramie had an 8-0 advantage, and then Anna's offense started to click. Offensive running play, no, Ziegenbusch didn't give the ball to Roberts. He kept it and roamed around left end for 5 or 6. When in doubt, if you're Nick Marino,
yep,
leave the ball in Ziegenbusch's hands.
Yeah, it looked like a little bit of a read option there, Ziegenbusch being able to get 5 yards.
Yep.
Good thing for him to read. He read it. Good chunk on first down. Staying on schedule, as they like to call it.
Yep, well done. Ziegenbusch does not look like a sophomore quarterback.
No, he doesn't.
Uh-uh.
And he zips up the field really well. When he gets in the open, he's pretty deadly.
A fake handoff, Ziegenbusch again, left tackle, open space, 45-50. Look at him go. He's beyond the linebackers, beyond the safeties, gone. 10-5, end zone, touchdown. Ziegenbusch takes it to the house. What, some 55 yards?
55 yards, exactly. And what did I just say, Jack? He made me a profit there on that. On what I just said a little bit ago. He's dangerous in the open field. This is his second run of 50 yards or more. He had a 54-yard one, and he just went up that with a 55-yard run. Now Anna trying to double up the Army Redskins here.
Extra point try by Meyer of Anna. He's kicked 3 successfully so far. Tries to add number 4. 27-14, Anna leads, high snap, good catch, hold is down, kick is good, 28-14, Anna over Fort Loramie, 1 minute gone, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Up a short kick by Anna, returned by Eli Grudich of Fort Loramie from his 26, out over the 30 to the 32. First and 10 Redskins, who are now down by their widest margin of this game, 2 scores, 28-14.
Yeah, this time, like we talked about it, right coming out of the half. You know, this drive's going to be key, and Ziegenbusch pretty much took it into his hands. He looked like a senior there that's been starting for a couple years, the way he took care of that last drive, Jack.
Yeah, he appears to have more seasoning than his sophomore status. Here is Fort Loramie. Screen pass to the right. It's thrown up ahead about a couple of yards. Receiver drops it in the flat. It is not a lateral pass or fumble. It's incomplete. Second down 10. Redskins at their own 32. We are early on here in the second half. Anna's in the lead 28-14. Heckman and Maxwell in the offensive backfield. You know, it's Ray Hoying who's back there with Heckman. And Hoying gets the nod, and he plunges over the line of scrimmage for one or two, and that's it. Anna's interior defensive front has gotten better as this game has progressed, that's for sure. Nolan Wilt, senior veteran in the middle. He's the nose guard, flanked by Stearns and Kipp, and they force a third and nine. 10.5 to go, third quarter, 28-14. Anna in the lead. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Third and nine, this is a possession play. Two receivers flanked short side of the field. And it's a keeper by Heckman, dancing, skipping up over the 38-40, downed at the 41.
She going to go for it here.
Oh, they are. Fourth down, only a yard and a half. Redskins run it and get it. Plowing straight ahead, looked like Hoying. He charged for three, first down at the 46. I like that play call, especially, Brandon, when I saw the spot. They only had about 4 or 5 feet to go.
Yeah, and they just trust Ray Hoying there and keep him in the Wildcat, and they're going to do it again.
Yep, Hoying again. He hammers. He's at the 50, 49 of Anna, as he garners five more. Second down and 4 or 5 to go for Fort Loramie. Oh, it's a quick pace. High octane offense. Now by the Redskins, who go to the Wildcat once more. It's Ray Hoying, and Ray Hoying angles outside right guard, stays on his feet, and he chugs inside the 45 of Anna, toppled at the 43. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, ready to go. The first down marker is not yet advanced forward, and Anna wants to take a timeout.
That's a good timeout.
Has sped things up, catching Anna off guard. A lot of Ray Hoying to spur on this running attack for the Redskins. 28-14, Anna leads. 9:10 to go in the third here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Yep, Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells trying to infuse some energy and yards on the ground in this offense has just run Ray Hoying from the Wildcat for nine, and now four more. It's a hurry-up, sped-up offense. Redskins in a sugar huddle back to the line of scrimmage. First and 10. Ball marked for play just outside the Anna 30. It's Hoying spinning, twisting. He's got two or three. Second down, 8.
Boy, and this was Loramie's most effective offense in the first half, and that tempo made Coach Nick Marino call a timeout.
Hoying again. Tries to pick his way, left tackle, nothing there. Right tackle, slither of an opening, and Hoying cracks through. He's got about 5, maybe 6. Third and a couple of yards to go for a first down at the 21 or 22 of Anna.
An Loramie player down here. on the field.
4 minutes gone in the third quarter. 28-14, Anna in the lead. We'll return in just a moment with more action from here at Fort Loramie when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, it is pure power now from Fort Loramie. A lot of Ray Hoyne on third and a yard and a half. He gets it as he drives right behind his center, Dylan Meyer. Hoyne's got the first down for Fort Loramie. He is inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line of Anna. First and 10. Rockets lead 28-14. Four and a half gone here in the third quarter. And the Rockets diagnosed that play, a running effort by Fort Loramie. And it's thrown for a 3-yard loss. Hoying drilled back at the 23 or 24.
And that's the play you needed if you're Anna. Now you see Heckman coming back on the field. Army's other weapons come up here. Hoying kind of running off a little gingerly, but he's had about 8 or 9 straight runs. I mean, he needs a well-deserved breather.
I would say so. The clock is running. 7:20 to go in the third. Anna 28, Fort Loramie 14. Redskins second and long. 13 yards to go for a first down from the Anna 21. Must get to the 8 for a first down. Heckman toss, sweep to the right. Christian Maxwell is on the edge, and he butts heads with an Anna defender. Late flag on the play, minimal gain, holding against Fort Loramie. Anna will no doubt push him back.
Yep, exactly. Keep him more behind schedule. And anyway, with your Loramie on the plus side of the field anyway, I think it's 4-down territory anyway,
right
where you're at. So I think you can try to be aggressive, go downfield, maybe try to take a shot here at some point. Really to see where you're at if you're Fort Loramie. You can try to make a play and see what happens.
Yep, second down, 23 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 31. Line to gain, the 8. 7:03 to go, third quarter. 28-14, Anna. Redskins in the line of scrimmage. Heckman on the field. Ray Hoying is not. Ray has done the load of the ball carrying here in the second half for Fort Loramie. Here's the snap from center to Heckman. Fakes the pitch. He runs right tackle. Oh, he's powered to the turf. Drilled hard. No gain. Heckman is smacked down by Anna's defense. Wilt up front for Anna. Made initial contact. And he had assistance from Stearns. They put the whammy on him. Third and 23, Fort Loramie. Redskins will have to go to the air. Maybe hope for a pass interference. Two receivers flank left. Heckman sends a man in motion. Heckman rolling, wide side, looks, steps into a throw, has a man, end zone, 3 yards deep. Yes, touchdown. Wow. Unbelievable. Heckman with a good rollout to the left. He got a good forward thrust into his throw on that football. He was running back toward the line of scrimmage, and Anna simply did not cover Tanner Eilerman.
No, I was about ready to say, Jack, watch the, I was to say, we're not showing this on TV, obviously, but the far hash was Tanner Eilerman. That's the only receiver he's thrown to all night. He hasn't thrown to anyone else. So it was pretty obvious who Tanner Heckman was going to throw to, and he was wide open. Anna just a blown coverage.
He just ran to daylight. Caught it on the dead run. And we've got a timeout on this two-point conversion try of Fort Loramie. Boy, that's a big score.
It is a big score.
Huge play by Fort Loramie, which at one point there faced 23 yards to go for a first down. needed to get to the eight, and Eilerman got free beyond the cornerback. Safety didn't drift over. No coverage, and Eilerman caught it pretty easily. Two or three steps into the end zone. Timeout situation. Loramie's got three left. Scoreboard says Anna's got two. Anna called one earlier.
They did win Ray Hoyne.
So a timeout there would give that scoreboard's wrong. Yep.
Yeah. But also credit Ray Hoyne that drive. He kept that drive going to spark Loramie with something when they just basically lined up with the Wildcat and said, this is what we're going to do. Try and stop it.
It was going thanks to Hoyne.
Yep.
Two-point conversion try. This is big. Without Lucas Brandewey, the place kicker for the Redskins, they are going for two the first half of the year. Up to the line of scrimmage. Snap back to Hoying in the Wildcat. Anna feared Hoying might try to do that. They slant through, get around his knees behind the line, and stuff him. Two-point try, no good. 6:19 left, third quarter. We've got a great game. First ever Anna-Fort Loramie clash with the Gridiron. 28-20 Rockets midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, here's a Fort Loramie kickoff to the 2-yard line. Anna muffs it. It stays in the field of play, and Anna's in trouble. Rockets do get back over the 20. Fortuitous that Anna got that far up the field. Redskins with a swing in momentum, down 8. Anna starts inside its own 25-yard line, Brandon.
That ball barely stayed in play. It looked like it was going out and then just died, took kind of a Fort Loramie roll. Special teams able to convert. Anna's got to go back to their 24-yard line, and I don't think the offense changes much here. Run it through the hands of Ziegenbusch.
Here is Logan. Snap on the ground. He looks. It is a fly pattern near sideline, and it is overthrown at the 45 of Fort Loramie.
Intended for Brody Murray there.
Ziegenbusch can put a lot of air under that leather. He threw that one pretty far. He was back at about the 12 when he heaved it, and the ball lit on the ground over at the Fort Loramie 35, 36-yard line. Ziegenbusch, the sophomore, pretty good strong arm. We've seen his legs at times. He's taken over this game on the ground. Second and 10 here for Anna. Man in motion. It's a run to the right by the Rockets. Pretty well done. Jet sweep. It goes for a quick 9 or 10. Rockets bust it out to about the 35.
Right to Zeb Plyman there on that little jet sweep. They gave him a nice reverse sweep. He got 27 on in the first half. But it looks like it's going to be taken away here by a penalty.
Ooh, that hurts. Tell you, between T.J. Roberts and Zeb Plyman, pretty good speed on the outside for Anna.
Yeah, and Plyman wears that number 4. Gives a reminiscence of Bart Bixler as he were, playing the Anna 2019 state championship.
Yep, there you
what
go.
What a team.
Saw Bart before the game. He's here.
What a team. They were a phenomenal team.
A penalty against the Rockets wipes out what appeared to be a first down run of 10. Second down and 15 for Anna. Line of scrimmage is marked for play back in the area of the 16-yard line.
Looks like they're going to have it about maybe about 16
or 17.
About in there.
Must get to the 35. for a first down. Halfway through the third quarter, Anna up eight. It is a running play between right guard and right tackle. It's productive. It wedges forward for seven or eight. Ziegenbusch ramrodded from his quarterback spot. Third down, third and eight, and these are the kinds of plays Fort Loramie's defense must make in order for Fort Loramie to come from behind and win this game.
Exactly. Exactly right, Jack.
Anna to the line of scrimmage in a hurry, and commotion draws a flag. Let's see.
Some Army.
Yep. Instead of third and eight, third and three.
Yep. And that sets up a whole flurry of things you can do if you're Coach Marino out on your play sheet over third and eight. You can hand to Ziegenbusch. You've got Roberts back there. You can let Ziegenbusch let it fly if they find a good one-on-one match if they like.
Yep. 5:36 to go, third quarter. Anna up eight, third and three. Ziegenbusch short drop. Dances out of trouble. Oh, he might get sacked. He runs out of bounds. He lost five. Oh, Fort Loramie got excellent penetration. Little skirmish far sideline. Was there a tardy flag?
I think it's going to go against Anna. There was a couple Anna people on their side that went a face mask. Don't think it really developed from my side view. I think, if anything, it's a personal late foul against Anna.
Well, let's see what the officials deem is the proper call. And it's going to go against Fort Loramie. It's a 15-yard big one. And that'll give Anna a first down up around the 40. Big turn of events right there.
Very late flag, but when it get right at the Anna side, just like I said in the first half, stuff happened right by the Loramie sideline, the Anna sideline.
Yep.
That's the second time you've seen a Loramie penalty on third down. Last time it resulted in a Ziegenbusch run a couple plays later.
A late hit of some kind, first and 10. Looked like it might have happened out of bounds.
Yeah, that's the key.
That'll get called every single occasion. 42-yard line of Anna, first and 10. Rockets up eight, five to go in the third. Ziegenbusch faked the handoff. There he goes. He's scooting around right end in front of the Anna bench. 45, 50 over it to the 46 of Fort Loramie. He's got 13 and a first down.
Well, yeah, and Loramie's trying to make him run east and west like Spencer Wells talked to. You can't let him get to the open field. But a nice chunk play there of 12 yards, I believe, there for Ziegenbusch.
Boy, that is going to be some matchup next week. Ziegenbusch, Anna, Carson Kaler of Minster. Two really fleet quarterbacks. Here's Ziegenbusch at the helm as a back alongside. First and 10, Fort Loramie 45. A lot of contact, offensive backfield. Fort Loramie tackled the wrong man as it was carried forward by Ziegenbusch. He plowed for four, maybe five. 41-yard line of Fort Loramie. Second down, six upcoming. 4:50 to go. Third quarter, 28-20 in favor of Anna.
And that's what that read option can do sometimes. It leaves you on in the Highland that you get smacked there, and Plyman got plowed there by Tanner Eilerman.
Ziegenbusch has a slot receiver left, man in motion that way. Ziegenbusch looks. It's a quick slant, middle of the field. A bit high, long, no good, incomplete. Forward pass on the play by Anna, covered up nicely by Zach Dews, as it appeared to be a wideout, Brady Winning, for whom the ball was intended. Anna now confronts a third and six. Line of scrimmage, Fort Loramie, 41-yard line. Here is Ziegenbusch. Ball's on the ground. He picks it up, throws a dart into the right flat, into the Anna bench. It's caught in the field of play. No, it's said to be off the field.
I thought the back judge was signaling incomplete.
Reception is good. Yep.
Okay. The back judge was signaling incomplete.
Fourth and three, Anna. The play gained several. Not enough for the first down. Fourth and three, Rockets at the Fort Loramie 38-yard line. 4:26 to go, third quarter. Anna in the lead, 28-20 over Fort Loramie. Let's see if Ziegenbusch calls his own number on fourth down. And Fort Loramie takes a timeout. Another one of those big turning point plays. 4:27 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Now keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming schedule. We'll post it by Sunday or Monday. Kind of a toss-up next Friday night. Layman here against Fort Loramie, or Anna on the road at Minster. Fourth and three, Anna, 39 of Fort Loramie. Snap to Ziegenbusch. Oh, there's a lot of congestion around right end. He does not make it. He has belted into the Anna bench out of bounds. He only picked up a yard or two, but Anna is celebrating. There might have been a flag.
Maybe another late hit or something?
Oh, my goodness. Anna players clapping. The play went for a gain of maybe one. That's it. Another foul against the Redskins, who have been a bit overzealous on some tackles.
Yeah. Right next to that Anna sideline again. Ziegenbusch went on the far side. Officials talking there. Spencer Wells talking there.
Well, I tell you what, the penalty yardage in this game has been significant.
Yeah.
And it's all been critical.
Yeah.
Because it's aided drives, it's hurt drives. Personal foul assessed on Fort Loramie. And head coach Spencer Wells of the Redskins is hot. He is all the way out beyond the numbers near the hash mark.
And I didn't agree with the call either. The hit didn't look late at all. Ziegenbusch running to the sideline. He was in play. I think Fort Loramie has a reason to be upset with that there.
Now, wait a minute. The officials may have gotten together and altered their call because Fort Loramie is celebrating. I don't believe what I am seeing, Brandon. The ball is marked well down the field. The new spot for the line of scrimmage is the 24-yard line.
Maybe it happened so far after the play that they give the ball back to Loramie. It does look like Loramie has ball. I mean, it's confusing here.
Dead ball foul.
Yep.
The penalty against Fort Loramie did not occur at the end of the Anna run or before the end of it. It occurred after the play was over. Dead ball foul. Fort Loramie had stopped Anna on the fourth down run. Thus, the Redskins do get possession. Spencer Wells questioned it, and he was right. First and 10, Anna, or I should say Fort Loramie, at the Redskins 23. 4:22 left to go in the third quarter. This period has been grinding to a halt.
Yeah.
28-20, Anna up 8. Redskins with possession. A chance to go down the field and get points right here.
Yeah, credit Loramie for not breaking there after that Ziegenbusch run. That could have been the floodwaters opening there for Anna possibly, and you felt that momentum possibly happening. But credit Loramie, that last drive, a good defensive stop here. Now you got to be able to go down the field and execute. You got to go 77 yards down the field here if you're the Redskins.
Anna's offense so dangerous. Fort Loramie's defense, like last week, is starting to answer the bell in the second half. Here's a running play right up the middle by Fort Loramie, and it garners 8 yards. First down, bolt. New line of scrimmage is at about the 33-yard line. I think that was Ray Hoying right up the middle. It was. Ray Hoying is hammering out the yardage in this game. He's been a workhorse. Going both ways, and he has earned his keep tonight, that's for sure.
He's got 11 carries in this quarter, Jack, so he has been a workhorse this quarter.
The offense is going, as is Ray Hoying. Here's a flat pass on first and 10, caught outside the numbers, reception made, 34-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. Run after catch is good for a net of 6 or 7. Second down and 3 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage at about the Redskins' 41. Redskins players gather on the near sideline. Anna on the far sideline. Officials timeout. Anna player has cramped up at the boundary right at the Fort Loramie bench with 3:32 to go in the third. Anna up 8 by a score of 28-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we've got a delay in the action. Player for Anna shaken up on the Fort Loramie sideline. 3:32 left here in the third quarter. 28-20, Anna in the lead by 8. We saw a number of players cramp up last week in the Fort Loramie-Minster game. A number of Fort Loramie players were idled by cramps. Minster had them take place in the sideline. Similar circumstance, Delta St. John's layman. I think maybe it's the cool air. Yeah. It'll evaporate that perspiration off your body very quickly.
Yeah.
Gives you a false sense of coolness,
mm-hmm.
and you got to hydrate just as much, if not more.
Exactly, and sometimes these kids lack to do it, even though these athletic trainers, you know, push that to the best of their ability.
Yep.
But sometimes it's really hard, and going down there, looks like it was Landon Hewitt.
Probably can't hydrate too much.
No.
Especially this time of year.
I've seen football kids carry around gallon jugs in schools just so that they stay hydrated so that they don't cramp up at night during the football games.
Well, it is 2nd and 2 for the Redskins when play resumes. Ball at the 41. 3:32 left to go, third quarter. 28-20, Anna in the lead. Here is Heckman. He's at quarterback now. Here's a drop by him, 10 yards behind the line, throwing for Tanner Eilerman. He high points a catch inside the 30. Anna defenders are saying there was a push off about 10 or 15 yards further upfield, and lo and behold, a flag was thrown. I think Fort Loramie may have committed offensive interference. Oh, the officials decide there is no marker at all. Eilerman, another great catch.
Boy, I thought it was clean, so.
Well, it certainly was clean at the point of reception.
Yeah.
The flag was thrown in his route, and the referees conference very briefly and waved it off. 1st and 10 for Fort Loramie, 25 of Anna. And Fort Loramie, running play, Ray Oing, he will not be stopped. He's fighting, stays on his feet. Look at Oing, scramble. He picked up about 10. Ray Oing would not be denied.
Boy.
What a formidable run by Ray.
He runs like an Isaiah Pacheco or something of the Kansas City Chiefs, just like a bowling ball. He will not stop.
That new line of scrimmage is the 16 of Anna. Redskins with 8 points could tie this game up. 1st and 10. Is it Hoying again? Yep, it is. And the Wildcat sidesteps a man, sidesteps another, gets to the outside. Hoying to the 2, the 1, the pylon. Touchdown.
Wow. What a run, Jack. He bounces that to the outside. That is just pure grit. I mean, that is blue collar, you know, pack your own lunch, go to work. and just score right there. That is a tough run by Ray Horn.
Oh, he's got so much strength. He's 6'4".
Yeah.
He is a load. Ray Hoing would not go down. 6'4", probably a good, what, 230?
Yeah.
He kept chugging, as Brandon said, a little bounce wide. He stretched the play out. He kept shaking off tacklers, got to the end zone, 28-26, Anna, Fort Loramie, two-point conversion for the tie, going in the Wildcat, stutter step, then he throws the football, back into the end zone, off the fingertips of Tanner Eilerman. He nearly hauled it in for the two-point tie.
Man, I love the play call there. They set Hoing up in the Wildcat like they had before, so Anna's expecting it. But they do that little pop pass where he throws over the top. He just threw it over the receiver just a little bit. Great, great design, but just the pass was just a little too much on it.
Yep, deceptive pass play by Fort Loramie on the two-point try after the score. It fails by inches, and Anna still hangs on to a lead, 28-26. 2:34 left in the third. We'll return with more in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Yep, we've got a score from Minster. Wildcats trail Columbus Afrocentric, second half 40-20. Kickoff return by Anna, fumbled inside the 10, run up the far sideline, and Fort Loramie converged well downfield. Return man for Anna circled the defenders, made a nice dash all the way to the 29. 28-26, Anna by two. Touchdown Fort Loramie, two-point try, no good. 2:27 left to go in the third quarter. Lehman, next week's Fort Loramie opponent, is blowing out Southeastern. Six-touchdown lead by Lehman over Southeastern. Lehman is really blessed on offense with plenty of good talent.
And they'll have a really good game with Loramie here Friday night next week. That'll be good. That's going to be a tough decision for you. What game do you call? There's two really good games here, right, and, you know, for our Shelby County friends here.
Here is Ziegenbusch at the helm. A little lateral pitch to the left, and Anna tries to circle the edge. Open field tackle by Fort Loramie after a gain of one or two.
They try to run that speed option in the short yardage there, and only able to muster two out of it.
It was Trenton Roberts on the carry, and I picked up the number of the Fort Loramie tackler. I thought it was Zach Dews, 17, open field. That was splendid, but Dews. Second down, 8.5. Here is Anna, offensive backfield. Ziegenbusch, he zigs, he zags, zigs and zags some more over the line of scrimmage. He nestles to about the 35 or 36. And it's going to be third down and 3 to go for Anna. 90 seconds remaining, third quarter. Anna 28, Fort Loramie 26.
Yeah, and this is a similar down and distance where you saw Ziegenbusch zip to the end zone to begin this quarter. So you'll be interested to see what it does. I think if you get a yard here and you're short, you still go for it if you're Coach Marino.
Here is Ziegenbusch. Redskins showing blitz pressure. Ziegenbusch does not keep it. He gives it off on the play to Roberts. TJ around the right end, open space. He's up over the 35-40. Knocked off his pins at the 42. Good run by Roberts in open field. And he generates the first down for Anna. 1 minute to go, third quarter, 28-26. Rockets in the lead. Now a seven-pointer by Anna here would be mighty big.
Yeah.
That would give Anna a nine-point cushion, a two-score lead. Here's a run right up the gut by Anna. 8 yards, 9, 10. Anna's offensive line, give it credit,
What a job up front for the green, the big green interior linemen. Ian Burmeister, Austin Steinke, Alex Webker, Nolan Wilt, Ezra Egbert. Second down, a foot to go for a first down. Ball is on the ground to the right of Ziegenbusch. He picks it up, makes a scramble to the far sideline. He did not get the first down, I don't believe. Let's see where his progress is marked. Final 8 seconds, third quarter. It's going to be third down and one for Anna when we start the fourth, with Anna leading over Fort Loramie 28-26. In a great first-ever Anna-Fort Loramie football game right here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies, like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-double-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Third and two for Anna. Late pitch out, Ziegenbusch. Ball carrier bear-hugged at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward. I think he picked it up.
He did. And we had a great view of it. Initially, Loramie had to stop, but fortunately for Anna, they only had to get a slim 2 yards there, and that extra effort there by Roberts is just enough to get the first down.
Athletic play by Ziegenbusch. He was being challenged. He got the pitch out off in the nick of time. Roberts snared it. He squeezed out two. A measurement ensues.
Yeah.
It's either a first down or fourth and inches at the Fort Loramie 38-yard line, or I should say 48-yard line. Opening 20 seconds, fourth quarter. Anna in the lead, but 2 points at 28-26. What a game, Brandon.
It is, and I really think, Jack, that he got that first down, I thought, from that extra effort that DJ Roberts gave. But we'll see here. I don't know. This is where that spot. Well, Army players are around the ball, so I can't really see.
Yep, the chain is coming in. It is extended. It is, so close. Maybe the width of a hand. It's that tight.
Well, he's short.
Both head coaches examined it. And Anna does get the first down by the length of a finger.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. It looked like the way it was coming down. I looked short, and then he put it down, and like I said, by length of a finger is about as accurate as it can get. I thought he got it initially, so another first down for Anna here. Like you said, you can take a two-possession lead, but remember, Loramie was down there right away in the third quarter, and they stormed right back to nearly tie it up. So,
The deficit for Fort Loramie is two, and Anna's seven-pointer would make it nine, and that would mean a two-score game. Here is Anna electing to run between right guard and tackle, and the Rockets squeeze out a pair of yards, and that is it. Second down, 8 yards to go for a first down for the Big Green. We near the 11-minute mark. Scoreboard shows two timeouts remaining each club. Each team used one there in the third. Anna Rockets looking to the sideline for the play call. Over the ball at center, Alex Webker, sophomore. Nolan Wild at right guard is the young man over whom the Rockets often rush the pigskin.
Zeigenbusch at quarterback. Slot left. Two receivers left. Oh, it's that end around. And here it comes. Near sideline. Fort Laramie tries to close it down. They can't do it. Ball carriers at the 35-30. Makes a man miss. A good juke. He stays on his feet all the way down inside the 25. What a run by Zeb Playman.
Oh, he got 25 yards on that. They ran that similar play in the first half, that kind of fake reverse jet sweep, and he's able to take it another 25 yards. I think he had over about 27 last time he did it, so an effective chunk play. They went back to that on their call sheet to Coach Nick Marino.
Boy, that has been bread and butter, that play tonight for Anna. It has been worth a lot of yards, a big chunk play. It went for a big bite. Here's Zeigenbusch faking, then a short lateral pass up ahead behind the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing. Fort Laramie smothers it. No gain. Ray Hoing on the tackle of the receiver. Second down 10. Anna at the Fort Laramie 20. 2 minutes gone. Fourth quarter. 28-26. Anna in the lead by two. Rockets flash a couple receivers wide left. Zeigenbusch will take the snap from center at the 25, and he's got Zeb Playman split 5 yards right. Let's see what Zeigenbusch does. He takes the snap, jab step to the right, keeps it. He's dumped. He lost a yard. Third and 11 coming up for Anna. Again, Fort Laramie got penetration. And that's the only way you can slow down Zeigenbusch is make him hesitate.
Those defensive tackles pushing back that offensive line. Ray Hoing, Dylan Meyer there. Good combination for the stop there with a loss of 2 yards for Zeigenbusch on that play.
Third and 12 for Anna. 22-yard line of Fort Laramie. 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Anna in the lead, but two. Two receivers left, two to the right. It's a pass formation for Zeigenbusch. A 5-yard drop. He sees a slither of an opening, and he wants to run through the crevice and does. He carves out four, maybe, no more than that. Fourth and six for Anna.
It's a nice job by the Laramie pass rush getting home, forcing him to step up in the pocket there. Thought he'd have Plyman maybe down the seam or something, but it sets up that fourth down here.
Yep, I misspoke. He didn't gain four. He only produced three. Fourth and seven, Anna. 18-yard line of Fort Laramie. Pass play, no doubt. Zeigenbusch, short drop, steps up, slant pattern, middle of the field. Great catch. Roberts, end zone, touchdown. Anna, woo, well done by the Rockets. That was a very quick post route run by Roberts, and Zeigenbusch hit him on the button like it was Logan's seventh or eighth game of the year.
And Plyman just got wide open right there. I mean, he
did
was,
I say Roberts?
I think he did. My bad.
My mistake.
But right down the seam there and hit him right in the hands. I mean, the defender fell down. That's who he was trying to find last time. But at 8:24 and Anna lead, and to put this PAT through is big, Jack.
Uh-oh, movement along the line of scrimmage. Oh, you're right. This is so big. It's 34-26, 8-point deficit facing Fort Laramie. Extra point here by Anna would make it a 9-point game. So it was 4 on the reception, not 11.
Yes.
Yep. What a route run by Playman. That was one of those hasty post patterns, a quick slant over the middle. And the throw by Zeigenbusch
was perfect.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And the defender fell down, too.
Here's a long extra point try by Kane Meyer after a 5-yard penalty on Anna, and it's no good. Fort Laramie's got life. Meyer's PAT from a little further distance, hook left. He overcooked it. It's 34-26 Anna, 8:24 left to go in the fourth here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
That was Ray Hoying. He is coming off the field under his own power. He was shaken up following the missed extra point by Meyer of Anna. Score remains 34-26, Fort Loramie within 8. 8:24 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 54-0, Lehman leads Southeastern, running clock second half. And as we noted, Minster being thumped by Columbus Afrocentric 40-20.
Yeah.
In the second half.
And Marion Local up 49-0 over Crestview. Looks like they're going to send their nation-leading 66th win with a big showdown against St. Henry next week. We talk about all the battles in Shelby County. Going to be a big one down 119 next week.
That kickoff out of bounds by Anna. Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from its own 35. Good field position. Anna did not want to do that at all.
No, but if you're Coach Spencer Wells, this drive is critical because you have to think, and you're going to have to be aggressive here because it's probably not your last drive, but you got to think that it's possible.
Yep.
I know this game has kind of been played at a slow-ish pace, it seems like, but you have to think that this possibly could be our last drive. If Anna gets the ball back and they run it effectively, could really drain that clock. You don't have two-minute warnings
right.
In high school.
Exactly.
So you have to be aggressive here if you're Fort Loramie.
And benefiting from the out-of-bounds kickoff, line of scrimmage, 35 for Fort Loramie. Good spot on the field, first and 10. Anna's offense has been so dangerous. Their combination of pass-run, extremely effective. 55 points last week, 34 tonight, 89 points by Anna, first 2 weeks of the season. Here is Fort Loramie, offensive backfield. Heckman dishes Ray Hoying, and he trudges for 2-3 yards. Second down, 7 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 37. He only got 2. Second down, 8. 8 minutes to go in the game. Anna up 2 points. What a heck of a game this has been. First ever Anna Fort Loramie football game. It has been excellent.
Shelby County title on the line here, Jack.
Uh-huh. Man in motion for Heckman. He rolls near side, looks at the man in motion, wants to throw longer, pitches it wide, out of bounds at the 50. No good. Third down, 8 coming up. And I tell you what, Brandon, the way Anna's offense has strutted its stuff, it's been explosive at times. You give the ball back to Anna with 6 or 7 minutes left, you might not get it back again.
Exactly. You have to be thinking that way. But, you know, you got to get a stop early if Anna gets the ball back. So this is going to be a big play right here. And
right.
Besides Eilerman, Heckman hasn't completed a pass to really any other receiver.
Here is a man in motion, 3rd and 8. Flat pass behind the line. Caught 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Run after catch over the line of scrimmage. Net gain of 2, and that's it. Ray Hoying caught it. Anna smothered it.
Good defensive pursuit on the play by the Rockets. Nicely done by Julian Stearns.
It's a 4th-and-5 situation, and you're at the 39 of Anna.
Here comes the punting unit for the Redskins.
It's probably the right call.
4th-and-1 or 2, you go for it.
Absolutely.
4th-and-6, you got a boot. Hoying is at his 25, takes the snap, steps into the kick, low line driver. Anna does an elective field. Rockets can't do it. The ball was bouncing wickedly at the 30, rolls to about the 21. That was effective by Hoying. 1st-and-10, Anna, 21-yard line. 2 timeouts each way. 6:50 to go in the fourth. It is 34-26, Anna over Fort Loramie. 60 points scored. I thought it might be a fairly high-scoring game. I didn't expect 60.
Yeah, and it's been good offense here. Sometimes taking advantage of some sloppiness, some penalties, of course. That has aided in them. We've had that conversation over the course of the night. But this is the drive. I think, you know, it could determine the game here. Anna gets on the board. That's going to put this one away here.
Well, Anna's recipe for victory right now is first downs. Ziegenbusch takes the snap off the ground, runs around left end, and he is spinning like a top but going forward at the same time for a 5-yard gain.
Each team's got 2 timeouts left, so that has to factor into Coach Wells' mind. You know, Coach Marino's team is going to take not their dear sweet time, but, you know, their time to come up to line off to snap this next one until 6 minutes to go. No, Coach Wells burned a timeout in that third quarter. I was wondering if that would come back, not necessarily to bite them, but maybe affect how they approach playing defense here later on.
Yep, I was fooled. Ziegenbusch got forward progress for 7. Anna runs it. Fort Loramie's all over it. No gain, maybe a loss of a half yard. T.J. Roberts, he was jammed at the line of scrimmage. Good defensive play by Fort Loramie. Let's give credit where it is due. Right in the teeth of that defensive line, Caleb Bergman, Anderson Plyman force a 3rd-and-3 for Anna at the Rockets 27. Anna's up 8. 5:39 to go in the fourth quarter. Huge play. Ziegenbusch will no doubt keep the ball. Delayed snap to him. He juggles it. Oh, I'm wrong. Late pitch on the play. That's Roberts on the edge. Cuts it back at the hash mark. And he knifes for the first down. He is up and over the 32-yard line to the 33. He's got the first. Plyman on the hit. First down, Anna. 5:16 to go in the fourth. And the clock is on Anna's side.
And they've gone to that speed option a couple times in the short yardage situation. So I think that's a good call there by Coach Marino because it's been effective for them most of the night.
Fort Loramie trying to force a fumble, hoping Anna puts it on the ground. There have been a few snaps on the grass to Ziegenbusch, but he's managed to collect them. Here he gets one, runs right up the middle behind Wilt. Ziegenbusch bounces straight ahead for about 6 or 7. Nicely done by Ziegenbusch. Quarterback for Anna is just a sophomore. We've remarked a few times tonight, he looks like a seasoned upperclassman.
Yeah. And has a pair of big runs for touchdowns, 55 and 54 yards apiece for Ziegenbusch.
And here on 2 straight first downs, his innocent-looking runs up the middle produce 7 yards each.
Exactly.
Oh, here's a pitch out to the right. Anna going wide, and Fort Loramie snags the ball carrier for a 1-yard loss. End run near side. And in hot pursuit for the Redskins was Grudich. Hoying assisted. It's going to be 3rd down and a full 3.5 yards to go for Anna for a first down. Under 4 to play in the game. Anna 34, Fort Loramie 26. Anna trying to hang on to the football. Force Fort Loramie to use timeouts. and run this time off.
And this is just, like I said, a big play. 3.5 minutes to go. Coach Wells has got two timeouts itself. Looks like Coach Marino is going to burn one and might be a good decision here.
Yep, and a timeout upcoming with Anna leading 34-26. 3:27 left in the fourth. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Yep, and fourth and three. Anna with a big play. Safe pass pattern right flat. Several yards downfield. That is Ziegenbusch hit his man. Play was nicely designed. Cale Hoying caught the ball, lined up slot right. Hoying open, right flat. Very simple. Ziegenbusch took the snap and zipped it to Hoying. He was in open space beyond an outside linebacker. Made the play work for 7 or 8 yards, and it's a first down for Anna. Line of scrimmage, 3 yards short of the 50. Inside handoff, Rockets nothing doing. Fort Loramie subdues it. It's a 2 yard loss.
Coach Spencer Wells is going to take his first or his second timeout. Yep. Jack, the key to that Hoying pass was, though, even though he got the first down, he went out of bounds, so the clock didn't even continue to roll there anyway for Anna. And Loramie gets a good stop there on first down. Wells uses his timeout, which is the right thing to do here. And now you're banking on this. You're banking you got to get the stop here, because if not, Anna takes this game.
Yep, two more plays by Anna and a first down. And Fort Loramie's got one timeout remaining, and the game is history.
It's over, yeah. We talked about how when Loramie punted this a couple minutes ago, we said, yeah. I mean, it was a tough decision, but you had to do it. But you might not get the ball back.
Exactly. That's what we said.
And you see that multiple times in college in the NFL with 7, 8 minutes. You think you're going to get the ball back, but you don't.
This is the play right here for Fort Loramie's defense. Second down, 11, Anna, 3:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna's got the football at the Rockets 46, up by 8 points, 34-26. Here is the quarterback, Ziegenbusch. Snap is low, fakes the inside handoff on the play to Robert. Ziegenbusch keeps it. He squirms back to the original line of scrimmage. And it's going to be third and 10. Fort Loramie just used its final timeout.
Still plenty of time to go. If you're Anna and you end up having to punt this, you're at midfield, so a chance to pin Loramie deep and make them maybe have to go the distance of the field.
Well, we've got a big third and 11 play upcoming. We'll take a 30-second break and return. Anna up 8. 3:13 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Here we go. Play of the game
The Redskins need a stop in order to have a chance. Third down, 9 officially for Anna. Line of scrimmage just short of the 50. Ziegenbusch takes the snap, rolls right, looks, no one home, throws it 10 yards down the field, pitches it out of bounds. Late marker, very late flag near the Fort Loramie bench. Well, let's see what this is all about.
It's all in the offense. I think it was an illegal man downfield.
Yep.
There or something like of that nature.
Offensive lineman strolled downfield 3 or 4 yards. Fort Loramie will decline. Anna's got to punt. 3:08 left. Redskins out of timeouts. It's going to be the Heckman-Eilerman show down the stretch.
Well, and you think if you're Anna and you're the defensive coaches, you need to pay attention to that because we saw how Eilerman was the main target and they still slept on him when he had that big touchdown pass earlier from Tanner Heckman. So this will be interesting, but a chance where Anna's field position at near midfield to maybe pin Loramie back.
Here is Anna in punt formation. Line of scrimmage, the 47. Redskins to return from their 20. It's a high short kick. No chance for a return. Oh, and the ball lights on the 27. Takes a big Anna hop down to about the 15. Fort Loramie's got to go 84 yards in the final 2:58 and then make a two-point conversion to force OT.
Yeah, that kick didn't look very good at the beginning, but eventually a nice little roll there. And like I said, starting at the 16-yard line here, so a mad dash for Loramie here with 2:58 to go.
Yep, Redskins are huddling up on the near side. No doubt two or three different plays in order. You got to expect Eilerman to be a favorite target, and Anna's going to double up and bracket him.
Yeah, absolutely, as they should. They should have learned that a while back, but they didn't. So Heckman, you don't have to rush and throw the ball down the field either. You can get some chunk plays, you can get some runs.
Yep.
The sidelines is your friend though if you're Fort Loramie.
So you may have to find Luthman or Holdhouse. Here's Heckman throwing back to pass. He fires a bullet right side of the field into the Anna bench. It is caught in the field of play. Receiver snared it, stepped out of bounds. That play is good for about 16 yards. Fort Loramie will take it out to the 32.
Drew Bergman with that reception there. A great throw by Heckman right there.
That was his best toss of the night.
That's what I was about ready to say. It was a very good throw.
It was a seed. It was on a line, a laser. Heckman again, right flat. It is incomplete, out of bounds. Deflected away by Anna into the Rockets bench at the 35. Second down, 10 yards to go, Fort Loramie. 2:49 to go in the fourth. It is four down territory.
Absolutely.
No tomorrow for the Redskins. 2:49 to go in the fourth. Play clock at 15. Redskins to the line of scrimmage at the 32 in their own end. Two receivers left. Heckman fires. Little bubble screen behind the line. Catch made. Nice run after catch for 6 or 7. It's going to set up a 3rd and 4 for Fort Loramie at the 38-yard line. As Jaden Luthman on the reception. Good dash by him after he caught it. 3rd and 4 again. You've got plenty of time to get 4 yards and 2 plays.
Yeah. There's got to be no urgency here. Now, since then, the Redskins, there's 2:43 left. Tons of time.
Here's the snap back to Heckman. Redskins run it right up the gut. It's Maxwell or Hoying. He's got the first down, and then he scurries toward the sideline. Oh, good play. Sprung it wide. Pile up near the 50. First down yardage was gained. 1st and 10 Redskins, Fort Loramie 49.
That's Ray Hoying there with the carry. And he bruised his way, bounced it outside, able to go get that first down.
And the ball is marked officially at the 48. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie, 2:26 to go. Anna up 8. Pass left flat, caught line of scrimmage. Uh-oh, it is caught on the play by the Redskins receiver, Tanner Eilerman, near sideline, makes the man miss. He's en route to a big gain. 30, 25, flushed out of bounds. Man, oh man, they forgot about him on the sideline. He made a man miss, and then it was simply a foot race.
It was just a simple screen pass, and he made a move on the outside, made a defender miss, and it was off to the races for a 32-yard gain.
Wow.
He's got tons of chunk plays tonight, Jack.
Anna simply missed him. Here's Heckman. No, it's Hoing. Wildcat. He burrows. Got to the line of scrimmage. Might have pushed for two. 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie out of timeouts. Anna 34, Fort Loramie 26. It is amazing. Anna lost Eilerman on that last play. Tanner caught it in the left flat, and nobody was home for Anna. He made a linebacker miss 8 or 10 yards downfield, and then it took a safety to circle over to the near sideline to chuck him out of bounds. Sideline warning, yep. Fort Loramie bench, 1:44 to go, fourth quarter, 34-26 Anna. Second down and 9, Redskins at the Anna 15. This game could come down to a TD and a two-point conversion to force OT. Man in motion, wide right. Heckman deep drop. Looks end zone, still looks. Oh, he's sacked. He loses the ball. It's on the ground. Rockets say we've got it. Does a white jersey have it? Or did Fort Loramie make the recovery? The officials unpile. Outcome might be resting on what's underneath the stack. Let's see. It is signaled Redskins possession. Oh, it was close. Close to call. Too close to call prematurely, that's for sure. Third down and about 15 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage is pushed back outside the 20 to the 21. Scoreboard says third and 9. That's wrong. Heckman looking in the pocket, dancing. He's got nervous feet. He runs out of trouble near sideline. Picked up 5 or 6. He's bounced into the Fort Loramie bench. Stops the clock. 1:03 to go. Fourth down and about 12 or 13 remaining for Fort Loramie. It's down to one play. 63 ticks remaining.
And I think the key word, he probably go to Eilerman here. You know, that's probably your connection. He has so many chunk plays here tonight, Jack.
Yep,
and he's probably your best option.
Well, you get a pass interference, you never know.
You should have banked on that maybe, but maybe I think Eilerman's your best option.
Yep, there's Tanner split 15 yards to the right. Let's see if Heckman goes that direction. Here's a deep drop by Heckman. Here comes the pressure. Four white jerseys now, 5 and a sack. Way back at the 35 is Anna brought the house.
Julian Stearns in there on the sack right there. And there it is, a promising drive. Army on the doorstep, just couldn't quite punch it in.
The Redskins had no chance. Anna brought every white jersey it could. It looked like the front 7 was bearing down on Heckman. He did not have a chance to try and spot Eilerman or Luthman or Holdhouse or any wide receiver. Down he went. Good play by Anna's defense. And the Rockets, barring a strange turn of events here in the final minute, will win this game. And the mythical first SCAL football championship. The first contest between Fort Loramie and Anna on the gridiron, a memorable one. As Anna goes to a knee, clock runs, 45 seconds left, 34-26 Anna. Great finish to this game at Fort Loramie 2 weeks in a row.
On the doorstep.
Never say die, no quit in the Redskins. Took both Minster and Anna right to the wire and will lose twice by 8 points, 22-14 and 34-26. Anna kneels again, and that's it. A lot of congrats at midfield. Oh, what a contest. Anna victorious by 8, 34-26. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The game just concluded, and a victorious. Rockets played well, outscored Fort Loramie 5-4. Final tally 34-26 in favor of the Anna Rockets, led by quarterback Logan Ziegenbusch. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers you many services. You vets and eligible family members can take advantage from such benefits, which include VA claim assistance, financial relief for emergencies, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. Or for more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And don't forget these upcoming events sponsored by Shelby County Veteran Services. You can attend the Silent Watch in downtown Sydney on the square Friday, September 19th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Silent Watch is for interested people who can attend and stand watch for the purpose of promoting suicide awareness. And the annual Veterans Day program, sponsored by Shelby County Veteran Services, is in downtown Sydney on November 11th at 11 a.m. 34-26 Anna over Fort Loramie here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. Yep. Hello once again. Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Anna victorious, 34-26, in a great first ever Fort Loramie-Anna football clash. Rockets got it done, winning by 8 points. Fort Loramie made it interesting for the second straight week, dropping a tough 8-pointer to Minster last week and bowing to Anna here tonight by 8. Standing by, Brandon Coverman with a look at our Clancy stars of this game and some stats highlights.
Yeah.
I'd like to remind you all about Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com, one of our great sponsors. Teaching children healthy financial habits is a great part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success, that's for sure. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. Ask about the Learn Well program, which pays for good grades at Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. In Rushi, Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and in Indian Lake. Brandon, plenty of stars in this game. Tough to pick out a few. Check stats and give us your Clancy stars of this contest.
I'm going to go with, for Anna, I'm going to go with Logan Ziegenbusch. Rightfully so, a pair of 54, 55-yard runs. Was fantastic most of the night. Made few mistakes and kept Anna in it. For Fort Loramie, I got two. I thought Ray Hoing really kind of spurred a comeback there.
Yep.
And also go with Tanner Eilerman. I mean, just look at him. In the second half, he had three receptions for 98 yards, Jack. 32, 34, and 32 yards again. Passes that he caught behind the line of scrimmage, downfield shots. I mean, he had a really nice night. But ultimately, the Redskins just fell short of the Rockets. The Rockets played really well. Some sloppiness from both teams at times, but both teams are going to be a factor to go forward. It was a great game here tonight, and honor to call this 2000th game in Scores Broadcast history with you.
Oh, thanks so much. Entertaining.
Yeah.
This game should have been on a marquee of every business around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it filled the bill. It was as advertised, right down to the wire. Anna's dangerous. Oh, the Rockets don't appear to be, they're young, but they play better than
yeah.
the youth. They look
yeah.
more seasoned. They've just got a few more sophomores and a few more seniors, not many more than Fort Loramie, but just enough to make that difference.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to get tested now in MAC play, but Anna goes in 2-0. Loramie goes in 0-2. With Northwest Conference play starting next week, a big game with Lehman. You know, there's 12 teams that get in now, so, I mean, it's not full-on panic mode for Coach Spencer Wells' squad, but you faced two good teams right out the gate, two MAC squads, and you took them right down to the wire with a very young team. I know Morrill's victories probably don't mean much right now, but they're right on the doorstep.
Yeah, Lehman, a non-conference opponent for Fort Loramie next week right here. Anna's on the road at Minster next week. Our game of choice probably will be right back here to look at Lehman for the first time. Lehman was up 54-0 over Southeastern in the fourth quarter. Last we heard, Minster was down 3 touchdowns in the fourth against Columbus Afrocentric. So by way of summary, stars of the game, Ziegenbusch and Hoing?
Yeah, Ziegenbusch, Hoing, and Eilerman for
okay.
Fort Loramie, too.
Okay.
So.
A trio.
Yeah. So.
Tanner Eilerman, Ray Hoing for Fort Loramie, and Logan Ziegenbusch, star of the game for the Anna Rockets. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
One of our closing game sponsors, A&M Palette in Rushi on Rangeline Road. It established its unique brand way back in 1986, one large customer then. Today, four decades later, 200 businesses across the Buckeye State served by A&M Palette, 60 of them less than 75 miles away. And if you're looking for work, A&M Palette in Rushi has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093 for A&M Palette. A&M affordably manufactured in Rushi. Some more stat highlights from Brandon Coverman. Anna wins by 8 over Fort Loramie, 34-26 in a thriller, great, entertaining game, Brandon.
Yeah, take a look. Loramie overall, Loramie with 112 rush yards, 167 yards through the air. Anna, they had 250 yards on the ground and 139 yards through the air. So Anna, 389 yards total compared to Loramie, who only had 279. So that being part of the difference, about a whole football field difference, yep, and yardage in winning this game, and a touchdown difference right here. So, you know, good game here tonight. Like I said, Loramie on the doorstep. Couldn't quite get it done, but these teams both are going to have a great season.
Oh, yes, they are. Two good sophomore quarterbacks. Tanner Heckman will get better and better and better. Logan Ziegenbusch for Anna is dangerous. Like we saw from Carson Kaler last week at Minster, Ziegenbusch can beat you with the legs and up top with the arm. He can go both ways. We'll highlight our schedule next week for you and close things out when we return. 34-26 Anna over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yeah, that's some good bumper music. What a night.
Yeah.
And it sure was. What a game here at Fort Loramie tonight. Won by Anna, first ever Fort Loramie-Anna football game. They played 189 times. That's right, 189 in boys basketball. This was meeting number one in football, the first of many well-competed football games. You can count on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know how Shelby County teams, league teams play, if you listen to us here on Scores Broadcast, and it's exciting to see these guys hopefully continue a week two tradition for years to come.
Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, we will cover for you the Fort Loramie Layman game as they renew a rivalry that started a dozen years or so ago. They played a few times in the regular season and maybe once in the playoffs. Well, they'll reunite.
Yeah.
That's next week here at Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, Anna is on the road at Minster in a MAC clash. In the MAC, you play 8 games in the conference. In the Northwest Conference, you play 7. So Fort Loramie's got one more non-league opponent coming up. It's Lehman. Next Friday night, we'll be on the air at 6:25. Kickoff at 7. Fort Loramie, Lehman, next Friday night. Haven't seen any other partial or final scores. Lehman was way ahead. Columbus Afrocentric was way ahead of Minster, 3 touchdowns. Late third, early fourth. But join us next week. Hope the weather prevails. We have gotten real lucky. 2 straight Friday nights.
Yeah.
Temps in the low 70s.
Yes, it's been really kind of fall-like weather here through the early part of the, our late August 2 weeks of football we've had. So hopefully we keep getting spoiled. We know that won't happen forever. But, hey, enjoy it while we have it.
Yeah, so many thanks to our great online sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including LaCal Equipment, our founding sponsor. Wouldn't be here today without LaCal. We partnered with LaCal way back in 2006. LaCal gave us the support to get us up and running and on the air. LaCal still a sponsor today, a long-term underwriting sponsor. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, thank you so much. Thanks to our online listeners. Great listenership tonight from all over the region, not just Shelby County. It was 4 and 5 counties wide, our listenership base tonight. Gratitude to Brandon Coverman alongside with Stats and Color. Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from here at Fort Loramie. Final score once again, Anna Rockets advanced to 2-0 on the year, defeating Fort Loramie now 0-2. Final score, 34-26.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch Delicious in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney and the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney? We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.